United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Yeah. 877-945-5229. Or toll free 1-800-520-SOS. That's 347-945-5229. Or 1-800-520-SOS. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Making milk out of powder. Yeah, they are. Got the baby crying. Poor baby, they know what that stuff is. Rent's gone up higher. Yes, it is. Got the parents lying.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here, and it is the 21st of March 2014. And today it's going to be approximately somewhere around 48, 49 degrees, but it's going to stay. They tell me it's going to get really, really cold next week. That's not good. And today is Friday. I want to let you guys know that tomorrow was Saturday and Sunday. You can go out to the Boardman Park, out into the community pavilion, and they actually have a Boardman Rotary will be doing their pancakes. I believe it starts to think somewhere around like 8 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'll be serving pancakes on Sunday, so love you come out and say hi to me. Let me know that you listen to the show and you want to come out and have pancakes. It's only $6. All you can eat pancakes, you get 2 sausages and surf. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. And all the money that is raised, we actually put back into the community. We give a lot to the community. We make sure that a lot of people get supplemental for the nonprofit organizations for when they're trying to do things in the community. So you really, really ought to come out and see me at the Boardman Park on tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and also the following Saturday and Sunday, so that we can just say, hey, I'm looking for Tracy. You can't miss me. And I'll be there Sunday, but they'll be there tomorrow if you want to go out. So I look forward to seeing you out there, and hopefully you'll come. Hey, Diva, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling much better.
What's wrong with you?
St. Patty's Day. I have two aunties celebrating your birthday, and they had a party, and I don't know what I ate. I found out later that the one aunt that doesn't really know how to cooked, and I was sick for the next 2 days. That's why I didn't make it into the studio. I was so sick.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Man, I think I have food poisoning or something. It was crazy.
Diva.
Huh?
How you going to blame your sickness on the aunt that can't cook? That's just me.
She can't. I've never eaten her cooking, ever, because she can't cook. She cannot cook. And I'm up there, and they made me a plate, and I'm like, I haven't seen him in a while, and I don't want to be rude and say, no, thank you. Normally, I'm like, no, I'm not hungry, but I was like, okay, I haven't seen him in a while. They want to be rude, and I ate it, and I was so mad because nobody didn't tell me that she was the one cooked, and I was sick afterwards. She can't cook. She can't cook.
She can't cook? Is it that bad?
It's that bad.
That's bad. That's bad. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. As you know, today is Friday. Friday is always reserved, for the most part, for open mic. Very seldom do I try to book a guest or just exclusively make the show something that I want to do. So what's new, Diva? What have I missed? What have you missed?
Oh, I've probably missed a whole lot. I have no idea. I was in bed since that evening, and I just got home yesterday. So
did you watch Scandal last night?
Yes. Oh, yes, I did.
See, there, if we paid more attention to American politics as we do the Scandal, we would be a whole much a better society and a better country.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe it.
What couldn't you
no.
believe?
My daughter was up here. My daughter was like, Mommy, what is wrong? I was bawling. I was crying.
Diva, did you break down and cry because of boy? Because of boy
yes,
died? He didn't die.
I like James. And then it hurt that it was Jake. Jake's supposed to be not the crazy one. He's not supposed to be a Huck.
He's always been crazy.
Jake has never been crazy. Jake
he's
has
always
been
crazy. He was crazy when he started going with Olivia and he knew the president wanted her. Come on now.
True, but
then
I'm like,
the
crazy. Man, but I mean, he just, Tracy, he just walked up on him, pop, pop, pop. You
that's
know what
who
I'm saying?
He is.
That's something I would expect from Huck or Olivia's dad. I wouldn't expect it something like from Jake, but I should know, B613, eh.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I mean, you know he's crazy. Huck just looks crazy. You just
Huck.
Didn't want Huck to be. Huck just, hey, Huck kicked. I fell in love.
Oh, my gosh. It's but you know what the weirdest thing is?
What?
Being a homosexual person play a straight character. It's hard for me to buy. I just can't.
Who's homosexual? Who's straight?
Huck's character, I mean, the person who plays Huck is Guillermo Diaz. He's homosexual in real life.
Is he really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And to
see
him.
How do you know that?
He's open about it.
Oh.
Google tells you a lot. But and to see him and Quinn, I was just like, ew.
Well, now, are the two the gay characters, are they gay or are they straight?
They're straight.
Cyrus and, are they straight?
No, Cyrus and James are gay characters. They're husband
right.
and wife.
Are they straight in life?
I don't know, but I'm thinking. I don't know. I didn't do any research on them. I don't want to do my research on them because if I do my research, it's just going to mess my head up to see straight people playing gay people and gay people playing straight people. It just takes away from the
I can't believe that's all on television now.
Well, all that gay stuff. Oh, but why? What about the first lady?
Well, I knew she was going to do. I knew that because that was her old flame when before he was cheating with Olivia. That ain't nothing new. Just wait until it comes out.
Ooh, that the baby is might be the daddy, the father-in-law.
Uh-huh.
But you got to watch House of Cards, though. I don't know who's worse, Cyrus Bean or Frank Underwood. The only thing different.
I'm not watching anything else.
Oh,
I'm
my
done.
Gosh, Tracy, you've got to. The only thing about it is Cyrus Bean cannot control his temper and his emotions. Frank Underwood is very in control of his emotions. Listen. You rarely see him get upset.
I've decided that I'm going to read 2 books a month.
Yeah, that's good, but you should watch House of Cards.
No. I can't do all that. That's too much.
No, Tracy, read House of Cards. Then read your books. It's going to give you a much better perspective on things. You're going to be like, man.
Too much.
I know. I guess so because I'm like, man, now I see why people say they can't trust the government. They hate Washington. They hate both parties. It's
but
ridiculous.
All that's not true.
There's fact and fiction. I don't care what anybody say. There is fact and fiction. People just don't make up stuff off the top of their head. They take a little bit of truth and a little bit of fiction and put it all together, and most of those scenarios are very plausible. The actual storylines are not, but the workings and how and the plot line, very plausible.
Not true. I mean, come on, you can't. I mean, I agree that there's some fact to it, and there's some stuff that can happen in it, but it's you can't shoot the president.
Right. Well,
I mean,
you could.
You can't shoot
you
know.
Now. I mean, you can't shoot him now, but, I mean, we did have a president end up dead, so, from somebody shooting him. I think they take a lot. Yeah. But to be honest with you, I think a very determined person will find a way to do what they want, to get something done. A very determined person will...
A very crazy person.
But see, that's the thing. When you have somebody who can get... But if you look at President Fitzgerald getting shot in season two... or season
right.
three, whichever season that was, look who was behind it. The government. That's why he was able to get shot. So government, when the government turns on itself or turns on each other, that is a very likely thing to happen.
Jeff came in here, and I bet you he didn't bring me breakfast.
He did, too.
No, Jeff, that is not breakfast.
Yes, it is.
Listen, Jeff came in here and did not bring me breakfast.
Tell peanuts.
Listen here. The number's 347-945-5210. Jeff, roll up in here like gangbusters. With a cup of coffee as big as my head. It's like 32 ounces of coffee.
It's tea,
man. Oh, well, it's cheap tea, too. And then
cheap tea. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Look at the name on it.
That's cheap tea.
Lipton.
Cheap tea. Cheap tea.
You know what?
Cheap tea. But everybody's talking about he brought me breakfast. He got a bag of potato chips, but they're sour.
What kind of potato chips are these?
They're Shearers.
Shearers is a very high-end potato
No,
chip.
No, Jeff, yeah. That
very
bag is not big enough to share.
Star. I gave it to you.
But you know I don't do sour cream and onion.
I don't know.
I am salt and vinegar.
I don't do sour cream and onion.
I am salt and vinegar.
99 bag they have.
I am salt and vinegar, and you bring in sour cream and onion. I'm eating oatmeal.
How do you eat potato chips this early in the morning?
Easily.
Well, honey's running out of month, I think.
It's the end of the month.
It ain't no end of the month. It's the middle of the month.
No, it's the end of the month. My pocket says it's the end.
Yeah, it's got to be then.
Hey, do me a favor. Which mic? Do this one, I think.
Use that one.
Use that one. Drop that one off. Hey, listen, it's Diva.
Yes.
Oh, no. She can't talk on here.
Why can't she talk?
Because she was here and didn't answer back.
She got sick.
Yeah, right.
She said.
Do you believe that?
She got Jeff's excuse.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I don't.
I believe all the excuses I get.
I don't.
You want to hear them?
Hold on. Talking on this show, coming into the studio, why would I not be there? I love being in the studio.
We love having you in the studio, too. And I hear you. Wait a minute. I got a question.
We're going to produce her own show.
This is my problem. I have an issue. You guys took her out to lunch, you and Styx. I have been here 7 years. And after the show, you guys have never said, Tracy, come out, let's go eat.
They didn't say that either. I asked.
She pulled a gun. On us and said, "Y'all taking me out there?" And I just lift up my hands and Stick said, all right, don't hurt us." That's how it happened.
Local callers, who's this?
Yeah, this is Steve.
There you go. Just checking.
I tried to find Steve before I got there.
Hi, Miss Diva. How you doing, there, young lady?
Hi, Steve. I'm better. How are you?
Good. I was wondering what happened after the other day. I didn't hear you for a couple of days on the radio, so I was saying, where is Diva at? Every time you're not on a radio station, I'd be wondering where you'd be at, but I noticed you'd be busy doing other things, Diva, personal things and stuff like that. So,
all
but
I'm
still,
going to say
good
is...
that you come on the radio with... Yesterday, you know, I was talking about Lyndon Johnson, and I know that the conservatives think negative of him. And, yes, I realize that Lyndon Johnson probably was somewhat racist because
somewhat.
Of where he grew up at. But still, I look at the good that he has done. And I'm also going to mention about the Great Society Help My Disabled Brothers and Sisters, because that brought about programs such as SSI and Disability Social Security to help my disabled brothers and sisters. And so those things are appreciated.
So let me ask you this. Do you like John Casey?
No, I do not.
Well, guess what? He just expanded for you disabled brothers and sisters, so make sure the people who needed help, who were mentally ill, people who had issues, people who were underserved, could make sure that they could get better benefits. But don't nobody like him.
Why don't you like John Kasich? I'm asking Steve why he doesn't like John Kasich.
Well, maybe it's because of his conservative views and
what conservative views does he have?
I don't know. Maybe Diva can explain that.
No. You don't like
them.
I'm
going to
say
I don't have a problem with them. I mean, I haven't seen Ohio
Go
Kell in a handbasket, so. I mean, anytime a person can admit they're wrong and be allowed to change their mind.
Challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It is 27 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 21st, and it is cold outside. Jeff has the air on, talking about he hot. Jeez, oh, man. And I'm listening to Tom Brown, which is Funkin' for Jamaica. It still doesn't take place of my happy pill, but I will have to say it is funky. It just is.
Oh, this was 1980's best.
This was not the 80s, was it?
1980.
No, yeah. It had to be younger. No. Couldn't have been 1980.
The year Ronald Reagan won the White House.
That didn't work.
It is.
Hey, it's open mic today.
Spring.
The number is 347-945-5229. It is going to be approximately 51 degrees in Youngstown today, but it's going to be cold on tomorrow, the weekend, and going forward. They said we're going to have a nor'easter coming this way. Whatever's a nor'easter.
When's the nor'easter coming?
Next week. I thought we were having global warming.
Are we done? You know, that's the one thing they discussed last night that ticked me off, global warming, but I'll leave it alone.
That was a funky song.
Oh, my God, it still is.
That song just goes past time. Diva wasn't even born then, I don't think.
Probably. No. You older than your ex, Diva?
Yes.
Okay.
Only
she
by a year.
Born.
Only
she
by 16
born.
Months. I was
Were
born,
you
in
born in 1980. Yep.
Yes.
See, I told you. Yep.
1980. It was released?
Yep.
What happened to him?
Tom Brown?
Yeah.
Nothing that I know of.
I mean, I'm talking about, you know.
I don't know.
He didn't go down in the history like the Parliament Funkadelic.
Well, no. I mean, he's a trumpet player. I mean, he's a jazz player, though. He's not a funk player. That was just him and Lenny White and them came out with those two albums. But those cats is really jazz guys.
They're really jazz guys.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would love to have him. I guess I like trumpet players because I'd love to have him and Bobby Caldwell come to Youngstown.
Bobby Caldwell doesn't play trumpet.
He does.
I didn't know that.
He does. There's lights outside, Jeff.
Oh.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. And listen, I'm looking at it. I'm gonna talk about this, but I won't say who. I'm looking at a job description that's for an HR person.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you must be able to lift, frequently lift and move 50 pounds to shoulder height unaccompanied, occasionally lift up to 25 pounds to the waist. Why, if I'm an HR person, why I got to lift?
Because that's how many job applications you're going to get. People out here can't find any jobs. Oh, man.
The first lady's in China.
Yeah, for what? And no, and
she's
no
on vacation.
Press, no press could go.
Because she's on vacation.
Well, so what? If we pay the bill, we should be able to have the press follow.
No.
Heck yeah.
No, she want to take a break.
No, you don't take
a
break.
Pay for their vacation. You pay for
her? Yeah, we do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, you do.
They make an account.
She flies on a military plane, guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. If she's,
you're paying for it. Them flying on the military plane, you're paying for the security, but the actual vacation, which is probably going to cost the most, you're not paying for the hotel,
yes,
the dining,
are.
The activities.
Yes,
you're not.
Diva.
Yes, you
you're,
are.
You're paying for it all.
I know you would think that you're not, but you are.
You're paying
for
it all.
Because
you're not paying
of
for the incident. You didn't,
wait a minute,
Diva. You didn't pay for those $160 worth of jeans he bought at the Gap to help them out because they all went up to 10-10 and he was giving them a free pat on the back.
He bought more mom jeans.
You had on mom jeans the other day, so be quiet.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You didn't read the name on those jeans, did you?
They didn't. No, wait a minute, just because they got a name don't make a mom jeans.
Wait a minute. I said just because they got a name don't, I mean, just I don't know why you thought I had on mom jeans.
Mom jeans
have,
are
I,
the way that they're shaped.
I don't even own
shape.
Any mom jeans.
Mom, okay. Mom jeans are the way they fit, not the what.
I know what you're talking about.
So how do you know they
the
ain't mom jeans?
I don't use loose fits.
No, not
Either
mom jeans. Mom jeans ain't loose fits.
I buy all urban stuff.
That don't make them not mom jeans.
No, President Obama wears mom jeans. I don't wear mom jeans.
Okay.
No, President Obama should never put on jeans.
I agree with
you. Oh, he should not.
He's a non-jeaner. He's a non-jeaner. But see, I have to because of my
Why is the Navy tracking data for civilians parking tickets, fender benders, and the rising fears of domestic violence? What's going on? What? Raising fears. Why are they tracking
domestic spying?
I said violence, didn't I?
Yeah.
Why are they tracking that?
Because
it's the Navy.
Your military is going to be used for you.
Jeff,
mm-hmm.
It's the Navy.
You voted them in.
No, I ain't voted them in.
I'm picking with you.
I just made a bet over at the other building about 2016.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton will not be president.
I don't think so either. I think Obama has to assassinate her.
No, she might not even run.
Like I said, I think Obama has to assassinate her.
What do you mean?
He's after he gets out of office, he's going to want to go to the whole world body to rule, and so he can't do that with Clinton wanting the same thing. So he has to assassinate them, and that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. And I'm not talking about physically gun shoot down.
No.
I'm talking about you're going to see their character get assassinated, just like you did when the Benghazi report came out, and every finger pointed to Hillary Clinton. Every finger pointed directly to Hillary.
So you think Benghazi, that he gonna let her crash and burn?
Well, he's gonna bring up more stuff too. You know, you see what he did in Chicago.
Well, he did. He trampled on everybody that got in his way.
Trampled.
That is true. That is true.
So he's the dirtiest of all. When you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the dirtiest politician?
But
of
why?
All?
Why is the Navy? I mean, Navy. I thought the Navy was on. Women, hold on. The
Your
Navy's
NASA.
Water. NASA.
Okay.
I got violence, domestic violence, domestic spying. You got NASA.
Jamaica. I'm thinking of NASA. Bahamas. I want to go to one of them right now. I'm sick of this weather, this global warming crap here, right?
But now, hold on. The NASA is under the Navy?
No, NASA is now a Muslim outreach.
Who? Jeff.
You didn't know that,
Jeff.
Did you?
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Quit tripping.
Look it up on
NASA. No.
What does NASA do now? NASA is now your your situation where you are, they're doing Muslim outreach in the technical world.
What do you mean Muslim outreach in the technical world?
And you can't. And now you're fighting with Russia. So how does your astronaut go back and forth to the space station now, since
they don't
Russia
know.
Carries our astronauts up there?
Listen, I saw something this morning. It was the funniest thing. They said how time has changed and tweets have evolved.
Uh-huh.
Not too long ago, Putin was sending President Obama a tweet saying congratulations, President Obama, on being reelected to, you know. Now the tweet is like, forget you.
I see you run downtown.
The White House defends comments about NASA outreach to Muslim world.
Mm-hmm.
Why is NASA reaching out to the Muslim? I mean.
Because this is who this. Well,
No. See, the White House and NASA today. Hold on. And this is from 2010.
That's when he did it.
I'm just saying. I'm telling the people when it is because I'm reading it like it came up today. It didn't come up today.
The space shuttle has been stripped and put in mothballs and on display. And you can't get your butt up to the space station. That's the most foolish move that I've ever heard of. But when you have to this is why people, I can't see why the people think that we're crazy when we say he is piece by piece taking the country apart on purpose. Because one world government, the New World Order, cannot work.
Hold on, Jeff. You didn't go on too far.
Well, I mean, but that's what's going on.
I'm still reading about NASA going up, reaching out to the mother.
You better be glad you paid your parking ticket. I mean, paid your speeding ticket.
No, they didn't put me in jail already for that. I'm not going back. As a matter of fact, so everyone knows, if you have not heard, while you're driving in the next couple of weeks, you need to be
don't
careful.
Do nothing.
Keep your seatbelt on. Don't be driving dirty. Because they are everywhere.
Two hands and a foot on your wheel.
Yeah, you know, do 10 and 2.
Yeah, 10 and 2 and 6. Put your foot up there, too, and make sure your car is under control.
It says that, because I want you guys to hear what this says. It says, one, he wanted to help re-inspire children to get, that want to get into science and math. He wanted to me to expand our international relationships. And third, and perhaps foremost, he wanted me to find a way to reach out to the Muslim world and engage much more with dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good about the historic contribution to the science and engineering.
Now, what do you know has a Muslim done, the Muslims done in science and engineering?
I'm quite sure they've done quite a bit.
Well, I'm sure they've done something.
The Muslim world, I don't know. Muslims, I'm quite sure they do about quite a bit.
I'm not going to say quite a bit.
The reason why I did say that because I know a lot of people that are Muslim that are Indian.
Yeah.
And they, when it comes to math and science, they ain't no joke. I can't say they're a joke because they're not a joke when it comes to math and science.
Well, no, that's their thing.
Right, so that's their thing.
How many times have you seen pictures of NASA and seen Indians or anything like that working in it?
Oh, I have.
I haven't.
I don't know if they're Muslims. I've seen Indian. I've seen people of Indian descent.
I haven't.
Sitting there at the little TV monitor.
Not one time.
Oh, I have. Not in the movies, because in the movies ain't nobody there but, you know,
no,
blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah, you can't do
that. That's another issue. Hey, Eric, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Tracy. How are you, Jeff and Diva doing?
I'm good.
Hello.
Steve got off.
Steve left. He needed to go because he. I'm
is
telling you.
Somebody hollering at me.
This is the, probably so, but this is the hookup line for Steve, and I can't handle it no more.
Yeah, Diva, you better give him that number.
No.
Give him them digits, girl. Give him them digits.
Now quit trying to pimp me out.
I got to make extra money. My month is running out.
I told you that's the end of the month.
This ain't no end of the month. It's the middle of the month.
It's the end of the month, yeah. Mm. It's
six,
end.
Three, four,
actually,
five,
the
seven,
week
eight,
month,
nine.
But cannot technically be the middle of the month.
Actually, can we do rent parties?
It's actually the end of the month.
And for those of you who do not know, rent parties are when you get to the end of the month, and it's the middle of the month, and you throw a party and charge all your neighbors $5 to come in. That's a rent party.
Been there, done that. Yep.
That was a good party too, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. I want y'all to
talk. What's good?
What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're trying to have a rent party. Hold on, let me take my break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The driver of a truck that spilled a load of scrap metal on 680 earlier this week has been cited. 60-year-old Gary Sayer is charged with failure to control and operating an overweight vehicle, also having an unsecured load. His truck blocked traffic on the interstate for hours. He's expected in Youngstown Municipal Court next month. New information in the case of a Green Township man accused of raping a young girl. An indictment says 45-year-old Robert Seaman Jr. assaulted the girl over a period of 4.5 years until she was 8. Seaman was arrested Saturday. He faces charges of rape and gross sexual imposition. And the Youngstown neighborhood Development Corporation just held 7 of 9 meetings to discuss how to improve communities in the city. Yesterday, elected officials focused on the 7th Ward, made up of Lansingville, Powerston, and Buckeye Platt, Brownlee Woods, Boulevard Park, and Cottage Grove. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The start of the season is right around the corner. So is your local Kubota dealer, where you can get a great deal on a new Kubota RTV right now during Kubota's Get Something Started sales event. Thinking about a new utility vehicle? Why not choose the top-selling diesels in the U.S. for the past 10 years? The flagship Kubota RTVX 1100 combines styling with features like a premium all-weather grand cab, extra-duty independent rear suspension, and power steering. Right now, get your own Kubota RTVX series for zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. If you're worried about green, think orange at the Kubota Get Something Started sales event.
Visit NortheastOhioKubotaDealers.com to find your local Kubota dealer.
Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on selected equipment now through March 31st, 2014. Not available for rental national accounts or government customers. 0% APR, low rate financing, not available with instant rebate offers. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
International Towers is Youngstown's premier affordable senior living community. Their one-bedroom suites offer fully equipped kitchens and baths, ample closet space, on-site laundry, and a spectacular view of historic downtown Youngstown. Enjoy community activities like summer picnics, on-site worship services, and family-style holiday celebrations. International Towers offers an on-site social services coordinator to assist in your needs. Conveniently located right on the RTA line and in close walking distance of banking, postal service, retail, and dining. Not up for a walk? Use the complimentary van transportation service. Stop in for a tour today and meet the friendly, compassionate staff dedicated to ensuring complete resident satisfaction. They put their residents first. Call today for more information, 330-747-9300. International Towers, where service, comfort, and affordability meet.
Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years' experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop their harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I've gone from one extreme to the other. That's from one extreme to the other.
Yeah, but at least you didn't go down in quality.
Definitely, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Wait until you hear this.
The look.
No, it's St. Jude. St. Jude, they do their telethon on K105 for the next, I don't know how many days it is.
You know who is a great entertainer?
Who?
Blake off of...
Blake Shelton?
Yes.
Yeah, I tell you who's a greater entertainer than Blake.
Who's that?
Oh, I can't think of his name now.
On the same show?
Faith Hill's, no, Faith Hill's her husband.
Oh, really?
I can't think of his name now. I can't think of his name. I'll come back with it in a minute. He did a Cherokee Woman.
Whose husband are you talking about?
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill is married to... Man, I can't think of it either.
That's what I'm saying. I can't think of his name. Hold on.
Tim McGraw.
There you go. Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw.
Oh, them country.
Going there is like going to a rock concert.
Well, listen, one of the greatest thrills of my life, okay, is that one of my jobs, I always work two and three jobs. When in San Antonio, I worked for a sound company, okay, and in a hospital. But Porter Wagner came in with this big review show.
Right.
These boys was playing.
But Jeff, have you been to a recent country western concert?
Not recent, but the last one I went to is when Sher was working for Philip Morris.
How many years ago?
That's a long time.
You got to go to, if you want to see something wild, you got to go to a country western show. And it's like, are you kidding
Hank
me?
Hank Williams Jr.
These guys are crazy.
But you know they can play anything.
Yeah.
Oh man, I mean I was blown away. Cause I'm thinking, you know.
Let's see, this is what you call a lead guitar.
Oh yeah.
That's Prince. I told you I'm still on
Prince.
Oh, that's
Prince playing with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Prince. Okay, I'm done.
Well, Prince is a bad boy. I mean,
Alabama, you're back up too.
Lots of people don't know, or think.
Yeah, they do.
Because they really don't follow him that way.
I don't know, Jeff.
Musical genius.
I don't know, because they say he plays everything.
Yeah, I said
every
times,
single thing.
Prince, I said a thousand times, Prince to me is better than Michael Jackson. And I know people.
Oh, absolutely.
You're crazy. Michael Jackson was an entertainer. But if you want to go through album by album, especially in the 80s,
absolutely.
In the 80s when Purple Rain was out, Purple Rain was battling Thriller.
Yeah,
let's not forget, Prince kept going. People act like Prince
played so many instruments.
Prince was an entertainer. He was a musician who entertained. Michael Jackson was an entertainer. Period.
That's why there's no comparison. You can't put him
and
in
a great songwriter.
Prince could play piano, guitar, drums, you name it, he could play it.
Listen, Alex found me a new happy song.
Wait a minute now. Mike, a lot of songs, Mike can write all his songs. He didn't write Butterfly. That's the flow that you wrote that.
No,
so,
he didn't write all his songs.
Mike is still the greatest. I'm not going to say Mike's not the greatest, but
Mike is the greatest entertainer.
He's the greatest
entertainer.
Like,
Let me say this,
to me,
and I know I'm going to really get jumped on for this one. Elvis Presley shouldn't even ever be mentioned again.
I'm going to Happy Song. Alex sent me a Happy Song.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah.
out your bag.
So this is my new rap, this is my new happy song.
Hey Tracy. Hey Tracy.
Are you a big girl, a middle girl, a little girl?
Hey Tracy.
Yeah.
You guys should have heard East Cleveland Charles Band play this when Harding played them. It was unbelievable.
Now that I believe, because you know what, Harding. When you want to talk about high school bands, Harding's always been a bad band.
You know what? Yeah, y'all like Go Go. Y'all like Chuck Brown.
Hold on, wait a minute. Go back to Harding. I gotta get Warren G. Harding.
They had the Harding crowd. They were hearing Warren. They had us dancing.
I gotta give Warren Harding got a bad band. They always have. When I was a kid, they had a bad band. So are we saying Alabama?
I was just listening to Chuck Brown this morning. I got Spotify, so I listen to a lot of Go Go and stuff like that. And I like Go Go. Like I like music where it's all about having a good time. And you know, I guess I'm getting old now because I don't care about all that. I like hip hop too. Ain't gonna lie, but you know, I don't listen to all that new stuff like I used to. And it's just kind of to me the Go Go music. Chuck Brown, it's just, you know, and I've heard a lot of stories about D.C., never been there, but I heard about the women, heard about the club life. It's just, I just want to go, you know, and just check it out. But I just heard a lot of good things about D.C., and that's why I like to listen to go-go music. So
I'm not allowed to talk about
the story
DC
about that
anymore.
Song. 2012.
What song, Diva?
The one you were just playing. 2012.
Okay.
Pictured it. 2012, presidential election, President Obama came down to Ohio State University to give a speech. After his speech, they bussed everybody over to the early voting center. Local radio station was out there. Will.i.am came out there. They put on the wobble, and it sent everyone into a craze. You had people who, you had Republicans and Democrats arguing pro-choice, pro-life people out there. But once that song came on, people started dancing. You had to see all the ones who didn't know how to do it, but was trying to learn how to do the wobble. It was hilarious. So that's a good, happy song.
That's a good, happy song. Yeah, it is a good, happy song. It does. Alex, I think he that was just as close.
Hey, big girls, won't you back it up? Won't you back it up?
Do you guys know how to do the dance to that? Do you guys know how to do the wobble?
It ain't hard. It's a slow twerk. That's all.
I'm glad that song went out of style. I got tired of that song. They don't know how they played that song to death. I got tired of it. I was like, Lord have mercy. And it kind of reminded me of the water dance from back in the day.
The what?
That's a DC thing. The water dance. My cousin put me up on that. It's called a water dance.
I got a vague memory of that.
There's no dance like the electric slide. Everybody knows the electric slide.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do. And they request it at every single thing that I ever go to and play.
It does not go away, does it?
I hate
the
electric slide.
Hold on. The electric slide and the Soul Train line. Too bad they could not patent and or make money off the Soul Train line. And then if you go to a white wedding, you got to do the duck song.
Yeah, but the electric slide, you're going to find at any wedding, it doesn't matter race, nationality, creed, gender, sexuality, whatever, you're going to find the electric fly playing.
You're right.
You know, I see
that's
my community about Hill Gang, about the same guy that ripped Frankie Lyman off from back in the day. When hip-hop was taking off, they got the Sugar Hill Gang, and all the different guys that were in the group, they ran around on tour. They didn't get paid any money. These guys are multi. These guys are worth maybe $70-80 million. The family, they're the same family that that was ripping off all them artists from back in the day. They got those guys, those kids from out the projects up in New York, and the guy's son is touring and using one of the guy's names and saying that's him. It's crazy, man. I saw it out. I didn't know that they were ripping the folks off like that.
I gotta change the subject really quick. So I gotta listen to this, guys. Have you heard about? There is a scam going on out there, and they have ripped people off of $1 million on a phone scam. Talking about
the
IRS.
Yep.
So if the IRS calls your house and says they're the IRS,
it ain't
hang up the phone. I just thought he said scamming. You got to, if you're scamming, I mean, the IRS, how are you going to hang up on the IRS when they call?
They almost got me one time.
IRS
agent? They almost, not the IRS, but they almost got me with a free cruise. They almost got me with a free cruise one time.
The IRS doesn't call you. They send you a letter and want you to call them. I've never known for the IRS to call. Not even when they look for people for money. They just send you a letter.
Yeah, some people don't realize that they don't call you ever.
They have received 20,000 reports about this scam.
Wow.
Very unorganized, by the way. They're very unorganized. In fact, I had a K-1, and me and my partner had a corporation. We have records, but we file stuff, and I want them to send stuff to me, and they don't have it. They don't know where it is. I'm like, you're the IRS. We filed it with you, and you don't have any recollection. Like, that's them. They just really very unorganized. I guess they done called out on me.
Yeah, I guess she went to break. Alabama, where are you at with all that background noise?
I'm riding. I'm heading to work. I'm about 2 hectares up. I'm going to get off in a minute.
Windows down.
No, the windows ain't down, man. Oh, no, why y'all? I let the windows down. This is what it sounds like.
What type?
See that? Now you can't hear me for real now.
Okay, well, what type of vehicle are you driving?
Dude, I'm just in a Cobalt. I'm in like a Chevy Cobalt.
Oh.
Good
okay,
on gas, though. 425 miles of tank.
Let the window back up.
The windows are up. What are you talking about?
Were you on the highway?
Say what?
Yeah.
You on the highway?
Yeah, I'm up here pulling up in Tuscaloosa.
Eric, that's how you sound at the end of the show when you still have your phone on. We hear all your conversation, but you can't seem to hear us.
I'm about to get me a new car anyway, so it may sound a little different.
Get a hybrid.
I'm not getting no hybrid. Give me a Jag. Give me a convertible Jaguar.
The high-end vehicles are now starting to come in hybrid.
I'm going to get a cheap one, too. I'm going to get a cheap Jag. Jag ain't got no hybrid.
Benz has a hybrid. Lincoln has a hybrid.
I wanted either that or the six, the convertible six. I want that. I'm getting an old one. I ain't getting nothing new. Everything going to be $16,000, $17,000, $18,000. I ain't getting nothing real expensive. Like, I don't believe in that. I ain't paying for that new car price. These cars was $80,000 brand new. I'm going to get them for real cheap. I'm going to get them for $15.
And then all the money you have to put into it.
I may. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, let's say I do have to put some money in. I probably can afford it because I'm not paying $500, $700, $800 a month. So I'm paying $250. If something happened and I got to pay for it, I can drop $2,000 if I have to fix something.
Buy a warranty.
Yeah, well, actually, that's one of the guys. I was on Auto Trader. I called him on the phone yesterday. He said he got something public, so he got a warrant. They do like a, 60,000 miles. So.
Why am I picturing you in a baby blue Jaguar with the top down?
I don't want that baby blue like that. I want the either black, or they got a red one with a peanut top. I like that one. Or... I like that six, the BMW 6 convertible, a red one. They got a red one with, like, a peanut. It's real nice. I saw that one. But I'm going to get it, though. I'm going to get them with, like, 40,000, 50,000 miles. You go Auto Trader's a beast now. You go on Auto Trader, you get a good deal.
Well, I've had my hybrid, my Ford Escape hybrid, going on 4 years now, and I don't see myself getting a new vehicle anytime soon.
I think you're going to save money with a hybrid anyway. I mean, I know somebody has a Chevy, I don't know, Malibu or whatever, but it stops. When you stop the car, it stops running. Like,
yeah.
Until you hit the gas, it's going to be off. Like, if the air is still blowing, the car's still on, but it just stops running.
Everybody keeps asking me that. They're like, is your car on? Is your vehicle on? I'm like, yeah, it's on, but it only preserves gas around the city, like when you have a, unless you have the electric one, the plug-in one, but if you have the battery.
No, when you're on the high, there are certain cars that under 40,000, or I mean under 40 miles, you completely electric.
Yeah, that's if you have the plug-in one, but if you have a battery power hybrid, no, it usually only works under 30 miles, and it don't last that long. It's intermittent.
Look, I'll be riding 40 miles all the way around. Folks have to go around me. I'll be riding. I get one tank a month. That'll be it.
But it's intermittent, though, because you use more gas than you would use your battery. Like, your battery runs out of juice very fairly quickly, so it kicks over to gas.
Well, at any rate, I'm
charging up. But it's still a good vehicle. I love my hybrid because I don't spend as much on gas as I used to.
I'll get a hybrid, but I like convertible. I just love letting the top down at night, riding through the city. It's just fun. Like, I had a Wrangler. I had a 6-inch lift kit, got me some big 20-inch rims and tires. And this was, you know, some years ago. And, man, I used to ride. People, I used to love riding that car, man.
I can't ever see myself buying another car. I like SUVs. I don't like sitting that low.
A Jeep is a good vehicle. It's good on gas, and it's fun. But I've kind of outgrown a Jeep. So.
That's why you should get a Ford Escape Hybrid.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Why not?
I can't do it. I ain't getting nothing like that until I got kids. I'm sorry. I'm getting me a convertible. I'm going to keep it. Make sure every 3,000 miles, get an oil change, spark plug.
And you're going to get the kids, because when you're driving that, you're going to attract your wife. And not just some pussy who sees your car and like, I need to get with him because I like that car. And she ain't about
to. Hybrid? She's going to see me in a Ford Escape Hybrid and be like, I'm going to get with him because we're riding a hybrid.
Yes, a woman who is ready to settle married.
A guy pulls up in a Jaguar, new body style, nice convertible, and then you got the Ford Escape. And she's gonna be like,
"What I'm saying
I like
is,
the guy with the
Alabama, Alabama, a woman. You don't, if you pull up with a Jaguar, you don't know if that woman wants you or your car or what your car represents. You
pull
up in a hybrid,
that woman still wants you.
She wants you, and it has nothing to do with your material possession.
Well, first of all, I got a mouthpiece. I know how to talk, so if a woman come to me, I'm going to talk to her and figure out anyway. I ain't finna waste no time with I know how to talk. I ain't scared. Like, I ain't finna be like, oh, she, you know, just... And then another thing, I believe in having options to have talking to you.
S-O-M. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Another South Florida trip for President Barack Obama is all wrapped up. The president flew into town today for a pair of quick fundraisers. CBS4's Lauren Pastrana reports on the Commander-in-Chief's brief visit.
For the second time in 2 weeks, President Obama arrives in South Florida. This time he's greeted at Miami International Airport by County Mayor Carlos Jimenez and City of Miami Mayor Tomas Segalado. Then it's off to South Miami, where the Commander-in-Chief participated in a Democratic National Committee roundtable at the home of Spanish TV personality Lilia Estefan. Approximately 25 supporters were on hand, contributing up to $32,400 for an audience with the president. He's then whisked away to Pinecrest for a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee fundraising reception at the home of former Miami Heat legend Alonzo Mourning. Mourning's wife, Tracy, was on introduction duty. She recounted how her mother, a cleaning lady, would tell her she struggled financially when Republicans are in office. Meanwhile, protesters waited with signs calling for the president's impeachment. The $16,000 a plate dinner for 75 guests, including Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, wrapped up the president's Sunshine State swing. He spoke at Valencia College in Orlando Thursday afternoon about the importance of better educational opportunities for women.
College represents what's best in America, the idea that here in this country, if you work hard, you can get ahead.
I am an American, but I was born in Ukraine.
Julia Forrest hoped to catch Mr. Obama's attention before he returned to Washington. On Thursday morning, the president announced additional sanctions against Russian officials as a result of their actions in Ukraine. But Forrest says more needs to be done to keep her homeland off the cusp of war.
I believe it takes more to stop Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
The president never saw her signs. His motorcade left in the opposite direction, and by 10 o'clock it was wheels up for Air Force One. Back to Washington, where Mr. Obama says politics, quote, have become so toxic that people just lose faith, and finally they just say, you know what, I'm not interested, I'm not going to bother, I'm not going to vote, and that's especially true during the midterms. A Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee aide says President Obama has committed to attending at least six of these DCCC fundraisers over the next few months. This one is just the first of the year. After all, those all-important midterm elections are less than 8 months away. In Pinecrest, Lauren Pastrana, CBS 4 News.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I wanted to play that because the midterms are coming up, and people aren't paying attention to them. And it's really, really sad because as this goes along, I had a conversation this morning about President Obama and him becoming president. And so now, not President Obama, but Hillary Clinton, I think I mentioned it earlier, and will she get elected in this upcoming presidential election in 2016, and will she even run? And then you have the midterms coming up, and everyone's talking about how the Democrats are going to have a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone seems to be asleep at the wheel. They really are. I mean, we're talking about music, but talking about other things. But in your life, if you don't pay attention to the laws of the land and you don't do something about them, they're going to come back and bite you. Mm-hmm. And we're finding out that we're getting bit by the political bug, and no one's paying attention. They really aren't.
Well, the thing is that they're not paying attention because they don't know what to pay attention to. And, you know, I was trying to tell some people the other day that if you don't know how things work, then, you know, you'll say ignorant things. And it's because it's not your fault necessarily, because they're trying, what they're doing is they're making sure the water is muddied. So you can't do nothing, and then they'll shout a catchphrase to you. The rope is over here, more or less, and to try to, you know, get you to move out and go ahead and vote for their side. And but nobody's explaining to you all the craziness. Who doesn't understand that out of 19. Cancer centers, the best cancer centers in the country, only four are going to be accessible under Obamacare. Who doesn't understand that?
A lot of people, Jeff.
That's my point. But
it's not told either. It's not taught. It's not told.
Oh, but it's all
not,
over the news.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's on the news. It's on Fox News.
It's on the paper. It's in the paper.
It's in some papers.
Yeah, it was in our little rag, so I know.
It's in some papers.
Mm-hmm.
On some days, in the back of the page, hidden somewhere.
Okay.
So you got to read the whole thing. The conversation in around town is not about that.
Oh, I got you.
I mean, and as much as I disagree with Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get people to sign up for it so they don't get penalized for it. And as much as they love President Obama, you still can't get them to sign up. I don't understand.
Because they know better.
They don't know better.
53% of the people in America don't like Obamacare. That means all the people that are on aid, government aid and checks and things like that, they don't have a problem with it.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm talking about those people who are – these people love – they love President Obama and they love Obamacare.
Well – I don't know anybody that love. Well, I guess if you don't have powder window, then you love this.
And well, can I? And they ask me, can I afford it? I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But you love him, so you got to have it.
Yeah, and it ain't affordable.
Go ahead. I think Eric. Go ahead, Eric and Diva.
Okay.
No. All I'm saying is the people who are receiving some type of government assistance check, SSI, welfare, whatever, they qualify for Medicaid, which is not Obamacare.
That's true.
It's a different system.
All of them, Diva, or just some of them?
No, all of them. If you are on SSI or you're receiving a welfare check, you automatically qualify for Medicaid.
Unemployment.
Have you? Huh?
Yeah, 53% of the people don't like this.
Even if it's 53%, I'm just talking about people in the inner city, people that I know that they need insurance, hairdressers. I'm saying, listen, you need to sign up. And they have yet to do that, not realizing that time is now running out.
Mm-hmm.
And
could
they're going to be penalized.
Could it be that they just don't want to pay for it?
Can it be that you don't have a choice?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, some people are going to take their chances with that. If you're single, you can take the chance with the $94.
No, you can't, because it's only $94 for 1 year, or 1%, whichever is greater.
And you know that the 1%?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's the idea anyway, to get that $95 out of everybody.
No. Whichever's greater, 1% of your income. Whichever's greater. You get
Hello,
the 95
Gracie?
Real quick. Yes, who's that?
It's Reg. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Reg.
Good, good. Hey, just wanted to get in for a quick minute to say I caught it when you were talking a little bit, talking with Jeff right there, about back in the day. About Warren's band and stuff, being pretty good, which they were pretty good. But I don't know if you know or not, Trace, because you're not really from the South Side in general. But I'm sure Jeff remembers back when we were growing up and stuff. Like Warren Harding's band was pretty good back then, but they wasn't nothing compared to South's band and Rands and them back in the 60s, probably the early. No, middle 60s.
I wasn't
60s.
Born then yet, Reg.
Okay. Okay, well, see, that's what happened,
Reg.
Right there.
Don't
yeah, because
listen
it
to
used,
this.
Yeah, because it was, South, man, they had we had a drum major. Well, I'm saying we,
mm-hmm.
but when me and Jeff and stuff was young. But I used to go to the games with my cousins, and we had a drum major named Cecil.
Jimmy Cecil.
Oh, I can't think of,
James
is that
Cecil.
What it was?
Yeah, that's my brother.
You talking about a cat that could perform, Tracy? Jeff Teller, man.
Man,
people used
cold.
To come to the games just for South, for
Jeff
South band.
Drum major. That's right.
That's it. Yeah, you talking about a person that could perform,
but
Tracy?
Reg.
Oh my God.
But Reg, this is my problem. I will agree with you. I will agree with you because I remember the talent shows. In
okay,
the 70s,
right.
70s and 80s. I will agree
Absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely. I love them.
But my
I
issue is the longevity and or the consistency. And so here we are in 2014, and you cannot tell me a Youngstown City band and or football team, basketball team, baseball team, soccer, gym, walker, anything that has any sustainability, credibility, or doing anything worthwhile outside of the Youngstown connection.
You don't have any, and they're very good, by the way, the Youngstown Connection, Dr. Baird, who trained my daughter.
You went too far. You didn't go too far.
I have to give her a due. But anyway, getting back to it, they've taken those things out of school. They can't afford them.
No, Jeff. They can't afford them. You can't spend $17,000 per student and tell me you can't go and find a donated flute.
Social,
well, you know what, Trace?
Problems.
Hey, Trace.
What?
Let me say this. I hear what you're saying, and in some ways, it makes a lot of sense. But I've always said, and I still stand by it. I think you and me talked about this one time when I talked to you on your private line. I still stand by the fact that I think that Youngstown in general should have just had one basic school. With the decline of the population, I don't know why. They won't close Cheney. Now, I've heard some things. I'm not going to put
tell
it
you
over
why?
There, you know.
Let me tell you why.
I'll tell you why out loud.
I'll tell you why we didn't have one Central High School like we should have. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they didn't want them white kids and black kids studying together. So they wasn't shutting
right.
Cheney. They didn't want black kids on the west side. And they didn't want the white kids to send to the east side. And so we had to have two schools. Because they were not having
it.
Yeah,
I think
that's
ridiculous, too.
And because of how the voting pattern is, if the West Side would not vote for the bond levy, it would not fly.
You're right.
So that's how
we
got
to. I can say, Tracy, that you are right, because I heard that from a very prominent gentleman within the city and stuff, exactly, pretty much exactly what you said.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was a board member. I know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you look at the size of Warren compared to Youngstown, with the exception of Mooney and Ursuline, Youngstown should have a football powerhouse, and I don't get that.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Because the athletes get poached
absolutely
by Ursuline and Mooney.
Right.
Yeah,
did you hear me?
And then the rest of them are on type of drugs. They were not interested.
Mooney and Ursuline start to recruit at an early age.
Yeah,
they
do.
And they
do.
Start grooming those boys and start sending them in, and because of open enrollment and vouchers and all kinds of scholarships, they start poaching those young boys early to make sure that they get them out of that system.
Yeah, my son was All-State for Mooney. Yeah, he was All-State. My older son is he was All-State for Mooney. But
now, I know that we don't, and I know that they say that they don't recruit, but you can give it another name, but it is a name that it is. So
yeah.
It's poaching.
You got a good point. I can't debate with you on that, Trey, because, so like I said, you're saying the same thing that I've heard in general and stuff, exactly, you know, exactly.
But then the question
but
is,
I just think
why,
it's
does,
silly.
Why isn't
think
the parents
silly
don't, why is the parents and the school system
there.
And the
don't
people allow it? You got
you're
a board
right.
that you elect, and you put Manny Moe
right.
and Jack on there and expect you to get good policy
yeah.
out of it.
Yeah, because, I mean,
unfortunately, you're right.
Consolidate,
you're right again.
Consolidate.
You are right.
They would crush
say,
those
Eric?
Cincinnati schools. They would crush those Cincinnati schools if they would consolidate.
Listen, they would do a whole lot of stuff if they actually stepped up to the table
exactly.
and became who they are. But we're lazy,
Cheney
and we don't care, and we allow people to take advantage of us, and we think that they love us.
Well, I have a question. Now, you said the biggest voting block really is the West Side.
That's correct.
So
yeah,
they're
is,
pulling all the shots. How can the other people make
don't
any
vote.
More effective change?
Because
don't
we don't
vote.
Vote. We don't vote. That's the problem.
So, they
that's
up and yell voter suppression all day long, but they don't go
I
vote.
Hate,
so how are you going
to
suppress
that.
The vote if you don't go?
You're right.
That's why you got to be mobilized
right.
by the people. That's
hey,
why. That's why they know that they can.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
I just said listen. I just said listen to this. I'm agreeing with you, honey.
That's amazing, ain't it?
That's the new one for the book for it.
That's why you ought to listen to me more often and agree with me to say, let you know that I will not lie to you.
Now you're taking it too far, baby.
No, listen. Listen, I thought about this last night. I was telling Jeff a little bit earlier. One thing you will find out, very seldom will I tell you a lie and purposely know it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you.
And
that
so
you,
what I'm saying is, when I tell you, when I tell you,
general,
when I tell you something,
I just don't agree
when we,
a lot of stuff.
When I tell you that I met somebody and I don't like them, I got a reason when I say
mm-hmm.
that. And when I tell you somebody and I say, well, you know what, they're a good person, Republican and or Democrat, and we ought to support them. When I say that, you don't have to follow me, but you ought to take a look at them, and maybe open
well,
up your
I
eyes
agree.
And say, well, let me check
that.
And see.
Yeah.
When I tell you that Obamacare is bad, when I tell you that Obamacare is bad and it's going to come back to hurt you, don't tell me that I'm crazy because I'm not crazy. We don't even participate. So now they're going to penalize you, get you all in a tax bind because you won't do what you're supposed to do, but yet you want to support him.
But Tracy, on that, though, I mean, I feel you could be right, but then it's a possibility that you could be wrong, too.
Not
See,
on
that's
this
the
one.
Thing about it. I'm not
saying you're
not right. Maybe it will turn out the way you're saying. But
Reg,
there's a chance
I'm telling,
that
listen, it's
it may
already
not
there.
Do, darling.
Reg, it's already there. It is already there. If you do not sign, Reg, the penalty is if you do not sign up by the 31st of March, you're going to be penalized.
Okay, right. I heard about that. I know.
Guess what?
I'm familiar with all that.
Guess what? All these people out here don't have benefits, and all these people are not on SSI, Medicaid, Medicare, and or going to be exempt.
Right.
And if you do not
mm-hmm.
sign up, you're going to be penalized. Yet you want to go and love on the president, but you don't want to support his policy, and it's going to come back and kill you.
Well, you know, the thing about it, if the government does do this, I mean, it's hard to take blood from a turnip, as, you know, the old folks used to say.
No, it's not.
So I can't
no,
see how they're going to take something from somebody
well, watch,
that
squeeze,
don't have
squeeze
it,
some,
you know.
All you got to do
zero
is squeeze
from
some
zero
water.
Leaves zero.
It's Rick, coming Rick, out of their paycheck.
Most people have it. They just act like they don't have it. But if most people would redo their budgets and
I don't know if most people have the
money. They have the money to get the health care.
Everybody doesn't have the same financial situation.
Come on.
They don't even know. No, babe, look, come on.
I can't afford what they're going to make my wife
talk
if she loses her job.
But the health care that's on exchanges are completely different than the health care that is not on exchanges. You can always go and look on exchanges, but as my mother would say, don't cut off your nose
depends,
to spite your face. But that's exactly what you're doing.
This is not about what it's going to cost you for your wife. What I'm saying to you is this is what is going to – it's not what it's going to cost you. People aren't even looking into what it's going to cost them.
Well, I do look into
you
it.
You won't even – see, you can't afford – you can't be on the sliding scale. Some of these people are going to get supplemented.
But at least
we're talking to people who supported him. Most of them will be able to get supplements.
Well, that's because most of the people poor people did vote, and those are the people that don't have pot or window.
We're not talking about pot. We're talking about they got a pot and a window. The problem is they won't even check out the window or the pot to make sure.
They're not interested in this.
But they're going to be penalized.
They don't care whether they're penalized.
Why don't they care?
Because they know one thing. We don't want to buy this stuff. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to buy this stuff. And the young white folks are saying, I ain't going to buy this stuff. Well, I'm not going to buy this stuff. Okay?
Funds who have voted for President Obama are more likely thinking, I'm not going to get sick. I don't need it.
No, that's the opposition is saying what you're saying, Jeff.
But those who are supported it is not turn around and saying I don't like this. They don't know enough about it to say
they like it or not.
Wait, Diva.
It's set up just like the welfare system.
Oh yeah, hold on. This is what you just said is incorrect. They have a movement going through the campuses right now to tell the people don't sign up for this stuff because why should we have to pay for everybody that's older than us and sick, and then on top of that, we're not only going to do that, but then we're stuck with this national debt as well. And these aren't just conservatives.
But Trace, I'm talking to Reg.
Now, I just want to ask, Sean, right quick, you know, you're saying about the penalties right there. If you can elaborate on that, can you give me, like, what you mean, like, what type of penalty is going to be? Because I just can't see.
Okay,
it will be
when you don't have something.
They'll take
how can
it out of your paycheck, Reg. It will be
levied against you.
That's why they have the IRS doing this.
But
it will be added to your paycheck deductible.
We're not talking about people that don't have. Let's talk about your barber.
All right, now I understand it better then. Okay.
Let's talk about the person who goes and makes $30,000, $40,000 a year who doesn't have benefits. Let's talk about the people who work at the ballpark right now. Well, listen here.
Yeah.
It's $95 for the first year.
Or
1%, whichever is the highest. Not whichever is the lowest, but whichever is the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Then next year, if you don't sign up, it'll double. So it might get to 2% or $190, whichever is the highest. And what I'm saying to you is what's happening is there is no window after the 31st to actually sign up.
Okay.
And so you want to support somebody, and you think that we're telling you, listen, the legislation's bad. It's not going to be beneficial. It's going to hurt you more than it helps you. The deductibles are high. You're not going to get all that you need. And you guys tell me, no. We want universal health care. President Obama did it, and the only reason why it is the way it is because the Republicans won't let him do what he needs to do.
Hold on, Tracy. Wait a minute.
Hold on, Diva. That's what you told me. So, listen, now you got it. Now you have an overwhelming population that's African-American and people of color who are supposed to go and sign up for something that they're going to be penalized if they don't, and you won't go do it. So put your money where your mouth is or open your eyes and realize that the legislation is really bad. It's a mandate. It's a tax.
And tell him.
Well, one,
that's
the liberal voting base didn't really want this. This is just what we got. Secondly, As far as the mandate goes, I mean, Aren't these the type of people that the mandate is specifically trying to target? These people who should have insurance, who possibly could afford it, especially on exchanges, but are still refusing to get it. These are the same people who probably could afford insurance
altogether.
They don't care. They just don't care about it.
And what I'm telling you is they are so far removed from what's going on in the world around them that they don't realize that they're digging their own grave and actually giving them shovels and a bulldozer.
Do it.
I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. The number is 347-945-5329. We'll see you on the other side.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr.
Hey, Diva.
Yes?
Are you there in Ohio? You in Ohio, right?
Yes.
Umar Johnson is going to be there in Youngstown tomorrow.
Who?
Umar Johnson. Does anybody on the phone know who Umar Johnson is?
Who's talking?
This is Alabama.
Oh, okay. Oh, you sound different. I'm no longer in Youngstown. I'm back in Columbus.
Well, I'm trying to get Trey. I'm going to try to get Trace to go. Somebody to go, man. I love this dude, Umar Johnson. He's a real deep thinker, real PhD, real smart, intelligent guy. Of course, he's not going to agree with, you know, black conservatives, but I still agree with a lot of stuff he say. But he's tight, though. I mean, I just was wondering, because he's in Montgomery. I'd definitely be anywhere. He was in Atlanta a while ago. I couldn't get to him, but.
Hey, am I on or am I muted?
You're on.
You on?
Oh. Oh, okay. I was wondering because they already had me muted. I didn't have anything. I was just wondering. I'm here cooking breakfast. I'm listening.
I wish I was out tomorrow to see him. Though I'm gonna tell Trace. I'm gonna see if they go to probably see if they can get him on the show.
She confused me. Is she talking about the penalty is going to kill them, or what? Because she said they're not interested in getting it, and she's trying to tell them they're going to kill you or whatever, or it's going to kill you. And I'm like, well, what exactly is she talking about? Because the penalty.
They're confused. They're just confused because, you're supposed to sign up if you don't have health insurance. So it really only covers the people who don't have health insurance. And she's talking about the people who voted for Obama, they're finally getting what they want. A lot of the people who are black that voted for Obama already had health care,
Not in that area, because a lot of the jobs that a lot of those people are working in that area does not come with health benefits, or they don't qualify for the health benefits from the employer. Like, you have a lot of hairdressers, you have, like, a lot of self-employed contractor type of people in that area, hairdressers, mechanics, barbers, those people are the ones who wouldn't get insurance from no way because they don't think that they're going to need it.
Yeah, around
those people
I'm not sure.
I lived in that area, I grew up in that area, so I know the mindset of those people. They're not going to buy something that they don't think they need. So you know what? I think the penalty is a good option because you should not be walking around here without insurance. Then, God forbid, something happened, and then the burden falls on the paying customer at the hospital because you were being irresponsible. That's what I don't get. Whatever happened to personal responsibility, but yet we put in a personal responsibility part with the mandate. But y'all don't like it. Diva, y'all against it now. I'm confused.
Diva, this is the point. I mean, if we're trying to help people and they can't afford it, or if let's say they make $40,000, $50,000 a year and they still can't afford it because they got kids, they got mortgage, they got whatever, I don't think it's good to squeeze those people like that. I mean, that's just me.
If you're making $40,000, $50,000 a year and you're living in Youngstown, Ohio, and you're living in Ohio – with the exception of living in – even living where I live, if you're making about $40,000, $50,000 living in Ohio, you're doing pretty good, even with
household income is $40,000 a year. You're telling me with two
in
kids.
In Ohio, the cost of living is not
Look,
that expensive.
Look, Alabama's even lower. Alabama's cheaper
okay,
than that.
I'm sorry. Here's the thing. People think they can't afford the things that they need because they're always too busy buying the things that they want and desire.
No, Diva, I'm sorry. I cannot agree. If you're
right,
poor,
okay.
People making $40,000 a year, and I sound like a Democrat, people making $40,000 a year don't need to be penalized, especially on tax season, because that's something they might
you
use
won't
to.
Be penalized if you do what's right. Get insurance.
But the
now
insurance for a family of four, you might be talking about something higher than the mortgage in Alabama. The mortgage houses are $60,000 up down here. Okay.
The insurance on the exchanges, and that's one thing, Tracy, that she had the guy from Medical Mutual, the little independent broker, whatever he is, I still think he's a navigator. He was on there. He showed you what the plans were. The plans on exchanges don't necessarily have very high deductibles except for in the gold tier plans. They don't,
okay.
And it's still lower than if you were to go outside the exchanges.
Okay.
So everybody who's complaining about how their insurance increased and your deductible went up, how about you just look into getting insurance on the exchanges? But no, everybody wants to cut off their nose to spite their face because one is a
Well, what would have happened to Alex? Because Alex said his stuff would have went up to like $1,200 a month. I don't know. Maybe Alex just didn't know what he's talking about, but I wish he was here because I know a few people that are like that, that their stuff went up like hundreds of dollars. So... I mean,
well,
I ain't trying to argue.
Is,
I guess my thing is, I'm tired of. We talk about this thing every day. I get tired of talking about being with just. I just want to talk
Alabama.
About this guy gonna be in Youngstown tomorrow.
We have three different insurance industries in this country so far. We have which is government public insurance, health care, which is Medicaid, Medicare, those things. We have the exchanges. And then we have private market insurance that still exists, that's still around. Obamacare didn't do away with that. So you can have private-based insurance at the moment, or you can get your insurance through the...
Yeah, at the moment you can. I mean, it's look, we go on a single payer. That's what you want.
130-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Tonight is 36 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock here on WSOM. It is open mic, the number 347-945-5229. I got Jeff in here cracking up.
Oh, my God.
If you guys don't know, there's a show called The Voice. And The Voice is shown both in the United States and in England. And so what happens on The Voice is, if you don't know it, the celebrities have their backs to the artists so that you cannot get a view of them. And you listen to the tone and the quality of their voice,
right,
which causes you to hit your button. And when you hit the button, you have the choice of being their coach, and your chair turns around. And so you never know what you're going to get. And so the voice that you just heard was this lady that was singing. And the chairs turn around, and it is a real nun.
It's a nun, yeah.
And she is in her habit and all.
Yeah, she got
the whole gear on. She's not one of them Ursulin sisters, and she's a real nun, and people are freaking out right now. She is the talk of the country right now because
she can
blow.
She can.
Yeah,
and
she said
she wants to do is go. Wants the Pope. Maybe the Pope will call her now.
I didn't like the way she sung that song. I don't understand how they turned their chairs around.
This is England.
Hey, Tracy.
Flat.
Yeah.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Umar Johnson is in Youngstown, Ohio tomorrow. I know you're going. You got to go. Ooh. I mean, try to get him on the show. Umar Johnson.
Umar Johnson.
Google him. He's on YouTube.
Okay.
Umar,
U-U-M-A-R.
Say what?
What's he doing in Youngstown?
I don't know. I think he's going to be giving a lecture there, but that's my boy.
On Saturday?
Go to his website. Go to his website, umarjohnson.com, I think,
Umar.
And just check it out.
U-M-A-R.
Yeah, problem,
he
hey,
yeah.
The problem with Umar, yeah, problem with Umar, yeah, Tracy's not going to like him. Umar is one of those, you know, brothers very anti-Christian and believe in polygamy and stuff like that.
Okay.
He might have some things that you guys might
wait
agree
a minute.
With,
now. I listened to a lot of his lectures. He's not anti-Christian, anti-Muslim.
No, I interviewed
he's
him on my radio black. Show.
Say what?
Well, no, I interviewed him on my radio show before.
Okay.
Oh man,
well,
I mean
that's
not
all he's talking about though. I mean, I like him, but I mean, I'm a Christian, but I don't look at it like that. I mean, so what? I don't agree with everything Tracy say or Jeff say. So that ain't nothing to. Look, the dude is
cut
deep. We got some real insightful points.
Hold on. He's going to be at the McGuffey Center tomorrow?
Okay.
Did you know that?
No.
Check him out. He'll monitor.
What is that, the Eight-Dollar Randolph?
I don't know. But he's going to be at I'm trying to find out. Is he going to be in Youngstown tomorrow?
He'll monitor. Check him out. I got to go. I just called to tell y'all. Just watching the video, he said that. So I was like, okay.
So we'll
got to call. All right.
If he comes on in the morning, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be at Bourbon Rotary for pancakes.
God.
Hey, I wanted to say something, you guys, on this open mic Friday.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the midterm elections coming up. And, you know, a little earlier before you guys, you know, started talking about the music again. But I think that in the midterm elections, you know, it's going to very much favor the GOP. And may not be for the reasons that, you know, you guys are saying, you know, Obamacare and whatnot. I just think that if you look at, you know, red state, blue state, purple state kind of divide, there are just far more numerically red states than there are blue states. And with the, you know, the climate, racial divide, climate, you know, example of racial divide that I would give you is like how George Zimmerman is signing autographs at gun shows, you know, that shows you the type of racial contempt that's going on in the country right now. These senators that are coming up for reelection this cycle were voted in 6 years ago, his six-year cycle. They were voted in 6 years ago. That's when Obama came in. So during that time, a lot of those red states, you know, the racial divide is increased. And you got people like, you know, in red states like Ben Nelson, he's not running again, but just an example like Ben Nelson or Mary Landrieu that's in red states that are Democrats, there's no way in this racially heated environment we have right now that any Democrat could actually win in a red state. Because, you know, when they came into office 6 years ago or reelected 6 years ago, that climate didn't exist. But right now,
you know what?
There's no way. Yes, sir.
They could win if they served their people and communicated to their people what was going on and told them the truth. And then when they told them the truth, raised their hand to do something to straighten the doggone thing out before they put it into effect in its wretched position that it is. They should have changed this thing long before they even thought to implement it.
Who? Change what?
Healthcare system.
Yeah,
and that is going to be the...
Listen here. Let me say it this way. The majority of the people who are in Congress have never read the bill. Let's be clear.
That's precisely my point.
Let's be clear. So they don't even know what's in it. They collect a check, they get some talking points, and they do what they're told. They toe the line, they shut up, and they go out and shake some hands, and they kiss some babies. And it is what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about, you know, African Americans and all that kind of stuff, Mr. Covina, you are so far off base. Just because somebody wants to celebrate Zimmerman, I got people who want to celebrate people who are Satanists. and who are, you know, S&M people. There's somebody will celebrate anybody in America because all of them, a lot of them crazy. But when you look at real trying to actually become a cohabitor inside of this United States of America, you are so far offline. Because if you think that the liberal media and the liberal people love you and that they're for you and they got your back because they keep on giving you money and giving you programs, you are so far off base. All they're doing is keeping you in slavery and in servitude so that it can incarcerate you and they can make your babies, take your babies, and create what they want to create in their own utopia.
And keeping themselves in power.
That's what I don't understand. Why do people think liberals have your best interests at heart? Always. They don't.
Hold on, Eric, go ahead and finish.
I mean, people just think that liberals can do no wrong. They can say no wrong. They can do no wrong. They can be as rich as they want. Nobody cares. And it's okay.
Is that
South Carolina? Is it the same person?
No, that's Eric.
Oh, okay, because somebody had said that yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to answer them. And I was saying that's very easy because if you look at just historically, I don't want to break it down too far. Historically, the problem that African-American people had in this country was a result of what we know as conservative white men. Conservative white men have been the devil to black people. And so wherever you find conservative white men and conservative white men interest is going to be about what? Destroying
black people. Do you know what the devil was?
It was bigoted white men. True conservatives were the ones supporting the slave freedom movement. Those were the preachers preaching from the pulpit that slavery was evil. And those are the people that sided with the people that had money and had power and would be willing to work toward the Underground Railroad and helping slaves. Those were the true conservatives.
Do you realize that the people who you put on a pedestal are the ones who want to control you, enslave you, and never want you to be free? They don't even want you to know that you're free.
You're getting way off track. I'm trying to talk specifically. Let's talk
Diva, wait a minute.
Stay specific. You can get into this.
I'll be specific.
I'll be
very specific. Let me give you very specific. Okay, I'll be specific. Okay, now, once again, you vote for liberals because you think that they love you. Okay, and then what do they do today? They tell you, well, you know what? You can't make it. Let me lower these test scores for your kids because, you know, they just don't have it, and I'm going to vote for that, and I'm going to put that into place. Now your kids are dumbed down where it costs you $17,000 for inner-city kids while it costs you $7,000 or $8,000 for suburban kids. Your kids can't learn nothing. They don't go out and do anything. They can't work a job. But you love those little
kids. Thank you. And my daughter,
they lowered that,
test
score for my baby.
The other day. I told Tracy about this the other day. Me and my daughter talked about Common Core. She's a senior in high school. Her and all of her friends are now worried because they're afraid that when they go to college in the fall, they're going to be behind.
Right.
How are they worried they're going to be behind when Common Core
is not learning anything?
Because people that go to Ivy League schools are taught how to think. People that go to community colleges are taught what they need to know
to work.
Okay, but the thing with Common Core is, and I'm not the biggest fan of it, but the thing about Common Core is, and I'll give you an example, Youngstown City Schools were learning at a different level, lower, than Boardman City Schools. When you switch from Youngstown to Boardman, and I was told this myself, we might have to put your daughter back because they don't learn on the same level. Common Core is supposed to correct that no matter which school system you are in, you will all be learning the same thing.
It's not going to correct it if you do not have a willing participant sitting in the chair. Common Core does not teach you how to think critically.
That's not what I'm saying.
Diva, it's not going to correct the problem. They're trying to put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
But the thing is, when you have kids in the Youngstown City School who have the capability of learning at the kids in a different school district, but they don't have the same resources as those kids, then yes, they are going to be put behind. But if you give them the same tools, the same opportunities as kids in other school districts, they will learn. You're talking about something different when it comes to the student's personal responsibility. I'm not talking about that. The purpose of Common Core is to put all learning in public schools on the same level. Now,
Diva,
whether or not the student
you,
wants to learn.
Sweetheart, Diva, it's, listen to me and listen well. It is not going to make you better.
Okay, if you think so. I know plenty of kids
valedictorian
from RAND who went off to college and felt like they didn't know anything. But
and guess
valedictorian
why?
From Portman went off to college and felt like they were at the top of their game. Why
Diva,
is that? Because they had different learning.
It's not because of Common Core, and Common Core is not going to correct that.
If a kid in Youngstown is able to learn the same stuff that the kid in Borman is able to learn,
Diva,
how is that not correct?
Diva, it's not the curriculum.
It doesn't make sense to teach them less.
No, you don't. You can't teach me less and make me know more.
It's not about teaching less. I don't know.
Yes, you're not listening.
You don't know what Common Core is.
You're not listening
because. We've been over the Common Core thing. I understand where you're coming from and that you think that what they said they intended is a good thing. But what we're trying to tell you is ain't nothing happening. What they put inside of here is that relative math where if you can tell them how you got 1 + 1 = 3, that if you could tell them how you got to that, then you'll still get some credit for the answer when it's the wrong answer. No, that's not how you learn. You can't learn foolishness and then expect that person to understand what they did when they can come with some cockamamie scheme as to how they got there. This is foolishness. This is what liberals do, and they do it on purpose. This is what keeps them in power.
It's like giving every kid a trophy at the end of the football season or the soccer season, you know?
Yeah. Everybody's a quarterback.
What you guys did was a sleight of hand. Yeah, I started talking about something specific. You guys took it in another direction.
I gave you specifics, and you didn't pay no attention to what I just said.
You guys started bringing up Common Core.
Big part.
You guys started bringing up something else.
No, wait. Afterwards.
Listen. And this is my dilemma with you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll be perfectly honest. Everything with you is, oh, woe is me because I'm black. And these people, you're trying to give me something, and you don't want to let me have it because he's trying to help the black man. And what I'm trying to tell you is, when you look at what's going on in our policies in America, it was liberals that put in 6 months versus 6 years when it came to powder and crack cocaine. That wasn't the Republicans. It is the liberals who are the ones who went after Maxine Waters when she started talking about unemployment out in California. That wasn't the Democrats. That wasn't the Republicans. That was them.
I don't want to argue those points, but I was just saying you said they love you. Oh, Eric had
asked a question, right?
I'm just saying. Let me just give an example real quick. Eric had asked me. Or I had to put out there a specific question. I gave him a specific answer to that question. I didn't go off in a tangent.
What I'm saying to you is your mind when it comes to the liberals of America, you do not understand when we talk about progressives. Progressives are Republican and Democrat.
Right.
We have told you that. It is a mindset of control. And who's going to control what and how? But both of them are going on the same path. And at the end of the day, people that look like you and I and people that have incomes like you and I are the ones that are going to be losing. It ain't about race no more. Because those of you who can actually think for yourselves will rise to the top. But instead, they're going to tell you to think their way, and you're going to follow in lockstep, and they're going to send you into the abyss.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fine. That's your opinion.
No,
everything.
No,
not an opinion.
Not an opinion. Listen,
I'm just saying
that there,
you can have that belief
as
your belief.
This is not a belief.
I don't have to. I'm not even challenging your belief.
Kavita, listen
you.
To what I'm saying. And you want to put everything into the color of a skin, and it's not anymore. They have you talking about something that is obsolete.
Kavita,
okay,
man,
sorry.
Let me say
okay,
this.
I got you.
That's
I got
why
your
you
point.
Got a color
got
boy
point.
In the White House.
Okay, I got. Right. Okay, I got your point. I'm not even challenging your point. If that's your opinion. That's good. I was
not
asking
an opinion.
Answering a. Okay, I'm just answering a specific question. And that's why I answered. That was the reason. So you can take it and leave it. What I wanted to get back to on the midterms, so I can just stay on that topic. It would be an advantage, say pro Hillary Clinton advantage, just stay in the realm of politics. If the Republicans do take over the Senate, they're not going to get anything done with a filibuster in place. Really, not going to get anything major done. But it would allow Hillary Clinton to run against the worst Congress there ever would be. Right now we have the worst, but you just imagine what the Congress would look like.
You know
in,
what?
In
you know what? This is what ticks me off the most, and this is why I can't take. You can sit up there with everything that just happened over the past 6 years with the Clintons, and you're pro Hillary Clinton. That's what burns me up, and then you're gonna call me an Uncle Tom and Uncle Ruckus. Man, get out my face.
Wait,
you know, you're coming up here with this please stop. Don't interrupt me right now. You're going to come up here with these people that hate black people. They did not do anything for black people when they were in office. They made sure, and then when they asked, Bill, why didn't you do more for black people?
They didn't ask me.
So now, you go ahead. You be that Uncle Ruckus yourself and that Uncle Tom and that Aunt Jane, whatever your family structure is. You do that because it's going to work well for you. Because when they take your simple self to the FEMA camp, you know, when nobody has a job and they're going to have to feed you there, then you'll be very happy with the government giving you your 2 squares a day and working for the government. Because that's what you'll do. That's why they put this law in, because they can take all your property if you can't pay nothing, if you own something. That's what it's set up to do.
Okay, so we go.
You
got to go. So when the FEMA camp show up, when the FEMA camp show up, we say Jeff is right. If we don't, we know Jeff. It's like I said, he's crazy. So
yeah, I'm crazy.
We just have to let this play
out. You know what? But you know
on.
What, Kavita, man? I can prove my answers are right every single time. You can't prove nothing.
You can't prove
if
if both houses are controlled by the Republicans, legislation will pass. Kavita, man, you're dead wrong. And then it's put on this president's desk. And if he don't sign it, he's the villain.
And let me
so
say
you're
this
wrong
to you
about
also.
Your theory. Just on that
remember,
fact,
hold on.
Both houses, because right now the obstruction is in the Senate. Harry Reid, the useless, will not allow anything to go to a vote that comes out of the House of Representatives. Stuff
hold
is
on,
being passed all day long in the House of Representatives
Mike,
to the people.
Why
and
are you
Mike,
yelling?
I don't know.
Because
it's
something
insulting
for Jeff.
Listen, no, God, listen, not so blind, Mike.
America.
Hold on. Listen. Kavita, man, you got to understand, the Democrats, with their dumb behind, they actually executed the nuclear option, and they're going to let Republicans go back in there.
But the nuclear option is only for cabinet and judicial appointments. It was not for legislation.
Please.
If you think so.
Did they do that when they passed a law, or did they pass a law over the whole of the Senate?
Okay.
And anytime they want to change
it has nothing
the
to do
rules,
with legislation, really.
It just
has to do
with
it.
Does.
It changes
it
the rules.
Come on, Diva.
Diva, honey,
Diva.
It isn't just that it's about what you think it's about. Anytime they want to affect a change in even the procedural rules now, this thing is in 51 does.
It kicks into place.
I never said it didn't, but I'm just telling you what happened right now and how it works right now.
This is not about what – listen, when you open Pandora's box, you can't hate it when it comes out.
Who said they were going to hate it?
But you're both right. They
opened the box, baby.
Exactly. Here's the thing that you guys are missing what Kavita Mann is saying. You guys have the chance of taking over the Senate in 2014, very close to the 2016 election. So all they're going to be thinking about is payback for all the mess that they had to deal with, the Senate blocking whatever they wanted to do.
And, of course, you have a mind-reading tool that tells you what they're going to be thinking.
Hold on, Mike. Listen, go back, and I got to take a break. Go back to your history and go back and see what happened when Clinton had a complete Republican Congress.
Right.
And what you're going to see is it made him look good.
Made him.
I just don't see how she thinks the Republicans of the 1990s are the same as Republicans of now.
And you think the Democrats are the same as they were?
That's not the point. The point is...
Well, it is. You can't compare one without the other.
You guys always
convolutely
change the point. I'm not talking about Democrats. Democrats won't have any power probably in 2014. We're talking and looking at the 2016 election and what that will mean for Hillary Clinton winning if Republicans have the control of both houses.
If whoever's in power in the two houses is doing the will of the people, the majority of the people, and President Obama is thwarting that by vetoing
y'all are so full of it. Y'all so
what will
full
happen
of it.
Is
so
whatever
full
party
of it.
Gets
because
more of the
when
people
Democrats
will
do the will of the people,
the
oh, wait a minute, you're stepping on my rights, you're trampling on the Constitution, and you're not doing the will of the people. Get out of here. But now when Republicans
And the Constitution's not important all of a
okay,
sudden. Excuse
never.
Me, that's where civil
nope.
rights comes from. That's why we don't have slaveries anymore and everything because
nope,
of the Constitution.
Nope.
You know, that useless
ever,
doctrine,
Mike.
You know?
Republican, y'all are being disingenuous.
Here's where the Democrats majorly screwed up. They misread the kids of today. Because, like Jeff said, these kids are now going, hold it. We have a generation of young folks in this country that are feeling very entitled, and all of a sudden they have found out now they have to pay for their parents and grandparents. That backlash from the youth will kill the Democrats for the next 25 years because all of a sudden the kids are catching on that with this health care thing, they're gonna have to fork over $95 a year for something they don't want. These kids are so feeling so entitled. If it was 50 cents, they would resent it. But
you
now
guys,
they're beginning to catch on.
Like I said,
their Social Security money out of their paycheck is going to pay for something that they're never going to get.
Because it only comes down to personal responsibility when it comes to someone having sex outside of marriage, when it comes to someone who can't afford, who can't work and pay their bills or whatever, when it comes to Section 8. But when it comes to health care, oh, don't bother with personal responsibility. The government shouldn't be made to make you do anything that you know is right.
Well,
you guys are so disingenuous, and this is why you guys are so hated.
I agree with you with personal responsibility, Diva. I agree with you on personal responsibility. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. We are being forced to participate in this. That's why the IRS is running it. It will be added to your payroll tax. It will come out of your paycheck before you
Mike,
even walk out the door. So
that's not the
who
point
can't afford it,
the issue. You don't have to explain it to me like I'm in kindergarten because I already know it.
But
what I'm saying
but other
is
people who are hearing
guys
this
are
right
so
now
misreading.
Don't, haven't figured that
but
out. I've been listening
I know
to the conversation.
The tracker is, my tracker where I have,
the
I have
the
not been wrong
person.
Yet. So I think I'll trust
the IRS takes money out no matter what you're thinking. And that's how this is going to
run. What are you talking about? No one understands
that. Well, somebody
said
if they don't have it, they're not going to get it. That's not true.
Oh,
the IRS will take it before you get yours.
Yeah,
they will. They'll take it out.
I have no idea what
the conversation is.
With the argument.
It would not be about the IRS. They would not be involved, period.
If it was
what is the argument?
Law,
I mean, I don't think anybody didn't say that the IRS was not involved. I don't think anybody never said that this was not a tax or
Diva,
anything.
Did you get your marriage license from the IRS? Did you get your driver's license? Do you
what,
do you pay
what
your
is
property
your
tax?
Point?
The IRS was put in charge of this to force compliance.
No shucks, Sherlock. Yeah. No shucks. No shucks. No one knows that. If you don't know that, then you're hiding under a rock.
There are people on this line this morning who were listening who were talking like, well, if you don't have it, they can't get it from you. The hell they can't. The IRS gets theirs first before your employer even hands you the check.
Yeah, you have no idea how many scams are going to be going on with the IRS now with this Obamacare deal.
You know how many scams been going on long before Obamacare?
So let's add some more to it, huh? So let's just add more?
I'm just saying, greedy people are going to always find a way to get. So what? We just don't do nothing because somebody might be being taken advantage.
Also,
that's the idea. Yeah, that's the idea. Let's do nothing because certain people would take advantage. Yeah, let's do that.
Let the federal government get involved with criminals now. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Diva, have you ever been has the IRS ever been after you for money they say you owe them?
I've been audited twice.
Okay. No. Have they ever said you owe them money, like stupid money, like more than you've earned in the last 10 years?
What is the point?
I have. I spent 15 years with lawyers and everything. Only so finally the IRS finally admitted they were wrong.
What is your point?
The bottom line is they have so much power. They have so much power that the average person doesn't understand how they can force you to do things even though you're doing nothing wrong. They can make you sign documents. They can take away your Fifth Amendment rights against testifying against yourself.
Kavina Man, are you there? See, y'all chased him away because can't stick to the subject.
He's got something to do. So, but I've dealt with them. Have you ever had a lien on your person where a federal marshal can stop you while you're at a grocery store and take your purse away from you because you have money in it?
What the heck does that have to do with the fact that there is a mandate that is specifically in place for people who are going to be irresponsible and not purchase health care?
Because
what does that have to mean? And because
not going to be responsible,
of the taxing,
if we go the back
tax,
to personal
you,
responsibility,
and it's
they don't
more
have health care.
That the IRS be behind it because it's a tax. You can't
the
put
IRS
any other entity
because
it's
compliance.
Not criminal. So no other entity can take care of the enforcement of that because it's not criminal not to have it.
Because, see, even if you don't sign up for the health care and you don't have it, they're still going to make you pay for it with the penalty. That's
oh, Lord
mean you
have
health care.
There's no way anything
so
happens.
You still have the problem
to
with
why
no
you, I'm confused as to why you guys, okay, you if not the IRS, then what type of entity would you like to see enforce this?
You are now
you're
indebted
state
to the
government.
IRS.
Allowing you to buy your health insurance in your state from any lawful in the United States.
No, my question was, it is what it is. Instead of the IRS enforcing it, what other entity of government should enforce it?
No, it's a non-opening question because it should have never been at the federal level.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, here's the agency
I want. It doesn't matter. It's at the federal level. You guys are complaining that the IRS has all this power now.
If you want to play the stupid question game, let me give you a stupid
question.
I want the United States Air Force to administrate it.
Then what other government is to enforce this thing?
I want the Air Force to do it. Because it's about as relevant as having the IRS.
How the heck
are
you going to have the Air Force
to do it? I want the Treasury to do it.
The Treasury doesn't deal with
I want Bureau of Land Management to do it. It's irrelevant. Any federal agency. So if I got to pick one, then I'll pick the one that likes Smokey the Bear.
No, you pick the one that deals with tax law. You
pick
one that actually deals with taxes directly. That's the one that makes the most sense.
Well, but you see, but it was sold to us. Now it's a tax. And as a tax, the Congress, the Congress gets to the Congress gets to repeal taxes. So stop making fun of people trying to repeal taxes.
Really,
you
guys,
healthcare
are
an entitlement.
It's
been sold to the have-nots as an entitlement.
Because they stay fast and loose with worrying
when you're born.
When the actual thing of the matter is still what it is. It always was going to do what it said it was going to do. It always going to be what it was. They told you it wasn't a tax, but like Chief Robert said, it don't matter what they call it, it still operates like a tax. And you guys know this. You're getting upset because of it plays fast and loose with words. Really? You guys are too smart for that.
You're being taxed for being born.
What are you arguing about?
You're just insinuating what's going to happen. Is y'all unhappy that a Republican conservative?
I don't think it's happy that you should be taxed.
Then the Congress should be allowed to repeal it and not be made fun of it because they're trying to repeal a tax.
You can't if you don't have the majority. If you don't have the majority,
they have the majority in one house. It's the other house.
WSLM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. I played a clip last week. We were talking about the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a clip of the young kids singing.
Mm-hmm.
And found out these young people are from the science of school of math and technology in Detroit, Michigan. They are not in arts and science school. And those kids are highly highly intelligent students who study science in study science at a tech prep school in Detroit, Michigan. And I wanted to let everyone know that just because we can sing doesn't mean that that's all we do.
No. There's some very brilliant
absolutely,
people.
Absolutely.
But getting back to
you going back. Go ahead.
The reason that people need to pay attention to something is, and please, people, I don't mean this to be personal, but I mean it to be as a mass thought pattern. And your intention may be right, white liberal, because you might feel sorry for some people, you know, because I don't think you have. But the progressives that run you, that have directed what you're going to do, their intention is to have people totally under their control. Why else do you destroy NASA and then you have no way to get your astronauts back and forth to the space station, and then you get into a peeing match with the guy that you have to pay $77 million to take your people to and from the space station? How does that work for you? That's a liberal mindset. That's the vast awkwardness of liberalism. And you have to think about that.
Yes.
Yeah, what?
Yes. Listen, let me explain something to you.
Yeah, does that work? That works for you?
No, because
okay.
You're missing the point also.
Uh-huh, I know I am.
Okay, yes. It is the focus of people to not let you think. So why would I think about this when I am conditioned not to think?
Well, everybody's not conditioned.
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, yeah. 47% they conditioned not to think. And so you're telling people you have to think about this.
Hey, now.
Why would you want to think about this?
Not all of us are not conditioned to think. I mean, not all of us are in that.
Listen, the 47% are conditioned not to think because if they thought through some stuff, they wouldn't do
the things they do.
So you can't.
I believe that statement right there. That's the reason why Romney lost the election. That one statement right there.
Oh God!
What's he saying? That's
right. And you're right. You are right. That's why he lost the election right there. But there was more things to it.
A whole lot more.
But I will say this: you're right when he said the 47%. But let me say this: because we do not think through things. He should have never said 47%.
That he should never said he wasn't thinking about them, which meant he wasn't going
correct.
To try to get their votes.
Correct.
Had nothing to do with the
correct.
Other. But the news media, who hates conservatism in any package, even in a progressive conservatism package, they turned on him like a rabid dog. Or like the big cat that attacked the people and held them up for the room.
We need to understand that whomever is in office, as Americans, we need to pay attention. We need to really start let me say it this way. We need to start analyzing our own thought processes and what we believe. We need to start paying attention to who we are and what we want in life. We need to start doing some things that are going to cause us to become better people.
Right.
We're going to have to quit being selfish and think about other people. But we're also going to have to take our political responsibility and actually start activating it and getting involved in it. Because right now we're at a critical place. And they are really getting ready to tap dance on our head, and we gave them the taps, the shoes, and the spikes.
And put ourselves in place under their feet.
That's Republican, that's Democrat, that's rich, that's poor. And when we talk about the 1%, you don't even know their name. They're not running for office, and they're not the Koch brothers. They're not MoveOn.org. They're not Acorn. There are people that are in I'm not going to even say that they're not, what's his name, your favorite person?
Oh, George Soros.
They're not George Soros. There are people that are greater and bigger than them. They're the world banks.
That's true.
Tracy, let me ask you a question, okay, because I lived under three Republican presidents. And to be honest with you, living in Youngstown, where I grew up, I didn't see any trickle down through that, okay? So what people are you talking to, and who are you trying to reach to convince
them that
the Democrats are no better than the Republicans when under They did feel a little something, whether you agree or not.
Hold on, Eric. Wait a minute. I'll shut up. I promise. Diva, let's come to Youngstown for a minute. And the reason why you didn't see trickle-down economics because anybody that had a trickle left. You understand that, right?
Yeah, now they left, but...
No, Diva, before, because they left before I got out of high school, so I know they were gone by the time you were born.
Okay.
I went to high school in 79. That
okay.
was my freshman year. And they
okay.
were gone. When the mills closed, they packed up their bags with all their money, and they left town.
Okay.
And remember, we were a steel-dominated union town, and you had old man Hannah who was running things. You had a lot of corruption and a lot of devastation. Let's be real about that.
The mafia was running rampant.
And they've been doing it for years, but they were, and drugs became prolific, and alcohol, and everything was gone. And white flight came in, and it was over.
Okay, but again, it seemed
Hold on, Diva. So let's look at the 1977. During that time, if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy Carter was the president.
Thank you.
And they asked Jimmy Carter to come in here and help the steel mills because we had lost the whole industry because of dumping. And Jimmy Carter said, take a peanut and a smile and have a good day. He was a Democrat. Remember, there was no help. And this was a Democrat quadrant that made sure that he got into the White House.
Made sure.
Bill Clinton came along, and he said, oh, I'm gonna help y'all when I get in the White House. And we're going to put a Social Security station here. And we're going to do some stuff here. And he didn't come back here until he won another vote.
One thing that he did that really made those voters in Youngstown, I'm not talking about Austintown, Borman, all those other, I'm talking about inside Youngstown, the inner city, was that we didn't have access to job opportunities because most of the people in that city caught the bus. There was no cars. What he did was he provided opportunities for us to get access to employment.
Diva. Who's he talking to? What are you talking about?
Diva, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, what access to employment did who provided?
There was more money.
I had to drive myself to work the whole time Clinton was in office.
But Diva, listen to what I'm saying. Bill Clinton, the trickle down. You have to have something to trickle down. If you don't have a trickle, if you don't have a faucet, it can't trickle down. They tell me the wealthiest people that were living in Youngstown during that time.
Mm-hmm.
They were paying 75% in taxes a year.
Okay, can I explain to you something?
No. All right. Let me finish and I'll shut up. So when you look at what's going on here, the problem is your local politics. You had companies that wouldn't come in town because of the corruption. So you couldn't get a trickle, and you kept on voting for the D. And so no matter what had the D behind the name, it could have been Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, or Minnie Mouse. It could have been, you know, the Godfather. It could have been, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer. You didn't care as long as it had a D behind his name.
Dahmer, he must be good.
Reagan was registered in office. Single mothers had to choose either be on welfare or work and lose all types of benefits. George
Say
Bush
that again.
Office, same thing. George Bush senior office, same thing. There was hardly no access to employment when the job started, when you had to find employment outside of the city. Clinton came in. You had the bus lines expanding. The bus route had got more money. The WRTA got more money. They expanded
Why?
The route. Even expanded the times they ran. You had money for child care. You had money to help if you needed expenses like a car broke down and you needed to get to work. If you had money for to even buy a car at that time. Now, I'm not saying these programs are right or wrong. What I'm saying is these are what the people are looking at. They felt good about them because they felt like it was helping them immediately. George Bush Jr. came in. All that went away.
I know
child care centers that had to close because those funds were being cut.
Why?
Because they didn't get
Why
the money.
Because it was the state funds.
No,
you don't have any idea what you're talking about. All those things are administered by the
federal
state.
Federal government sends the state money, and the state budgets that out to the different areas.
That is true. And it's
the fact of the matter is, when you get that, when that money is no longer being brought in, they have to cut the things that they started under the previous administration. So when
and
George,
who was the governor? Who was the governor at that time?
Hold on. Give me. So I'm talking about the 90s.
In the 90s, you're saying?
Yes, the 90s.
Was it Celeste?
Let me see.
Or was it Taft?
No, it wasn't Taft. It might have been Voinovich.
That's who I'm thinking, Voinovich. Let me check.
Because Voinovich was Love, so it had to be Celeste.
They don't know. See, the whole thing is they don't know that Democrats take more out of your hand than your mouth than anybody. Welfare reform happened up under Mr. Clinton, I do believe.
It did happen under Clinton. And that was
I don't like our Democratic mayor. O'Malley, he's crazy. I do not like our Democratic mayor. I'm not with the R's and the D's, but this Democratic mayor we have in Maryland, he lied, said he was going to come back and cut our gas and electric bills, ran on that, and as soon as he got in, he said he's going to give us a hike. They all crazy. So, I mean, this mayor, O'Malley, I'm glad that he
Democrats
had his little
don't cut
gas
anything.
On that. Right, but I hope Hillary Clinton doesn't pick him for a running mate.
No,
because they were saying
happen.
That he may be a running mate or come right
No,
that's
talking.
All I wanted to say.
And here you go now with the Hillary Clinton. You're ready to vote for that woman, aren't you? Baltimore?
No.
Okay, George Voinovich was our governor during the Clinton administration.
Okay,
and during the Clinton administration, how was the air here?
In Youngstown?
Uh-huh.
In the city of Youngstown?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as bad as it was when we were on the Republicans. I'm just saying.
But hold on. You were under a Republican. You just didn't feel it.
Yes. No, we were under a Republican governor, but the fact of the matter is there was more money coming into the state from the federal government.
Those Job and Family Services came from where?
Say that again?
Job and Family Services. They were administered by whom? President Clinton or Governor Voinovich?
What do you mean administered? I'm not...
Administered. Who gave the money out?
You mean... I'm trying to figure out what exactly you mean. I mean, because...
You're saying that you got certain things. You were able to get money for a car. You were able to get access to jobs. The bus routes were expanded, this, that, and other. Who was responsible for that?
That all came up under the Welfare to Work Initiative, if I'm not
mistaken. And who runs the Welfare for Work each state?
The Welfare to Work Initiative was a Clinton administration thing, and it had the state of Ohio
who
had some guidelines. It don't matter.
You don't want to say it.
You're playing games.
No, I'm not playing no games. I'm trying to
tell you
facts. And so you understand that the reason why things went better is because you had a Republican governor.
No,
that's not true. That's why things went
hold on. The fact that we had a Republican government,
hold on,
the fact that we had more money coming in from the federal government. When George
you don't need more money coming in from the federal government.
Hold up. Listen here. You don't feel a president when he signs it. You feel it afterwards. Clinton,
2 to 3 years
you've got to understand, Clinton rode on Ronald Reagan's policy a good 4 years in, and then Al Gore creating the Internet and the superhighway really helped us out a whole lot.
Sorry, I don't recall Reagan or George Bush Sr. talking about welfare to work and initiatives and starting those programs. I'm sorry I didn't hear that. And going back to what you said, Jeff, we had Bob Taft under the George Bush administration. All those programs that were initiated under the Clinton administration were basically gutted and cut.
Diva,
it doesn't really matter too much whether we have Republican
Diva,
or Democrat.
Diva, wait a minute.
The funds were not coming in.
Diva, listen to me now.
It's all about welfare.
What
thing happened in the George Bush presidency that didn't happen to anybody else except for 50, 60, 60, 70 years ago? What happened?
Again, you are using 9/11
as your justification. I asked the question. What happened under the Bush administration? What was the worst thing that happened up under the George Bush administration?
Him lying about WMD?
No, not at all. Getting hit with 9/11 almost destroyed your economy. And you don't want to believe it, and neither does any of the other LIVs. Because they don't want to admit that that this actually almost destroyed the economy, which is why Fannie Mae's mess up that the Democrats made happen, and Bill Clinton's mark-to-market rule that they messed up.
So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So you cut the programs to the needy while giving more tax breaks to those on top. Because that's exactly what happened.
Diva, I have a question for you. Do you realize that giving the needy more money does not help the needy?
I'm sorry. I saw it help at that time. I did see a
Listen to what I'm saying. Helping the needy get more money does not help the needy. Money does not help the problem if you don't cure why you're in the reason why you're in need.
Thank you.
And we.
I'm sorry.
I saw
the change for myself with my own two eyes.
Diva, you're not listening.
Am I going to believe my eyes and my experiences? Those around me, I'm going to believe your words.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Helping the needy with more money does not always help the needy. Giving the needy listen to what I'm saying, Diva, because if it weren't going to help the needy, you wouldn't have the recidivism of needy coming and perpetuating in every family unit. See, I shouldn't be on welfare, and then you be on welfare, too. And then your kids be on welfare, and then our kids grow up on welfare, and all of us needy. We shouldn't have generations of needy.
Again, after the welfare reform, I didn't see a lot of that generational neediness like I did prior to welfare reform. Yes, prior to welfare reform, yes, generational because women had to make a hard choice. After welfare reform, the choice was not so hard. I've seen a lot of people, I know more people who work that are not on welfare or any type of assistance more so than I did prior to the Welfare Reform Act. Everybody was on welfare
Republican.
In the hood, in the neighborhood. Everybody was on
and
welfare.
Vote Republican.
And so, Diva,
why were
they on welfare?
You didn't see that.
Vote Republican.
Go ahead, Stix. How you doing, sweetie?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm really doing great. Except that, is it snowing in Youngstown?
Yes, it is.
Because I got up this
it.
Morning, and the local weather guy told me that it was going to be 50 degrees and sunshiny.
That's what
I'm
heard too.
At 4 inches of snow.
I'm looking at, and I told him it's going to be 51 degrees because that's what it said. I'm reading the news, and it got the news on me, so I'm reading the news, and it told me it's going to be 51 degrees in Youngstown, and now it says it's going to be 34 and snowing. So does anybody understand that?
I can figure that out, but anyways, did you guys see where former Treasury Secretary Paulson finally came out and admitted the crash of 2008 was an economic terrorist attack?
Absolutely.
They confirmed it. It had nothing to do with George Bush's policies. It was an economic terrorist attack by the Arab states, the sovereign wealth funds, the Russians and the Chinese working together.
That's why they pushed you over the edge with 9/11. They pushed you to the edge with 9/11. And that didn't work. That didn't work as much. And so they continue to change the market things, and they're doing it right now again. And of course nobody notices it because it's their guy in office. Nobody notices that the middle class is shrinking exponentially more than it has ever done any time in history, even during the 1920s. Okay, and nobody's noticing that, of course.
Because, listen,
who told everybody that history was going to look well on the George Bush presidency, because he stopped a lot of stuff from happening that could have happened.
Well, all of your government program increases are all based on the Consumer Price Index, and they took food and utilities out of the Consumer Price Index.
And energy.
Why?
And, well, yeah, energy, yeah. When I said utilities, I meant energy, yeah. So they're telling you there's no inflation, so you're not going to get any raises on your benefits, and every month your electric bill's going up.
Alex just wrote in, and he says 9/11 didn't do really anything to the economy. He said, hold on. Alex said that just I'm reading while you're moving the scroll, and I can't read and move like that. That it just would mean that Bush was a fool for running the Middle East, starting a war.
No,
he said
it doesn't.
Because bin Laden said that he has a plan to drain the American financially by pulling them into endless wars. The Arabs have been in cahoots with the Russians for years, trying to replace the United States dollar as a petrodollar or currency of trade or for oil.
Absolutely.
Because one thing he said, he's partially right. You know, you can't say that George Bush was a fool because nuclear proliferation was your problem, and if you let Pakistan, which may just say that jet landed in Pakistan. And they load a nuclear device on that thing and try to low-level flight it over into Israel. Do you think that might cause some problems in the world for us, some economic things?
Jeff, let me give you another scenario. You detonate an electromagnetic pulse nuclear weapon over top of Cincinnati, Ohio, you wipe out 70% of the electricity generating capacity of the United States.
Absolutely.
Think about that one.
Well, my point is this, you know, you went overseas to stop that stuff where it was going to start from. We know Iran supplies tons of everything that they're firing into Israel daily. Go ahead.
They caught them supplying arms to the people in Iraq that were the IEDs in Iraq.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The missing plane also proves that they're still on the whole plane thing, too. If you look at the missing plane, there's still
a question for you,
plane.
Jeff. I have a question for you.
What?
How is it that you could easily justify the misleading and the lying about why we went to 9/11?
Nobody misled.
Hold on.
Let me finish. One at a time, guys. Diva, you justify
the lying and the misleading about 9/11, but when it comes to some talking points about Benghazi, you want everybody to get just as set as you are.
Once again, Diva, there was no misleading. Wait a minute. Ask me the question, Sticks. Hold on. She asked me the question. There was no misleading. That was the intelligence at the time. That's what was happening. You had Hillary Clinton that everybody's licking her boot right now up there on the floor telling you that that's why we needed to go over there. You had all the Democrats that were lined up saying the same thing. That was the intelligence, not just George Bush's intelligence, but the intelligence of the whole world.
And that's
they
how
knew those weapons were there. There was no
misleading.
There was
now.
No
Diva,
misleading.
Diva, let
yes,
him finish.
There
Diva.
Was no misleading.
Diva, listen, the what was misled was, remember, this is the problem. You got to understand, we gave them the weapon. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We just don't think. We gave them the weapon. So if
me,
I give you a weapon.
Let me say why.
No, Diva, you got to let me finish, and then we'll let you talk. But you got to understand, we gave them the weapon.
And they gave them to Syria.
Okay, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh,
because
God.
Prior to shock and awe, it turned out to be not really shock and awe. Prior to shock and awe, Saddam has repeatedly said, I do not have them. We do know they had them, but we also knew that he moved them. So when he moved them, why still attack Iraq and not go after Syria?
We
I mean,
not know
the
that they
of
moved.
Going
Let's
in,
leave
he
they, didn't know he
said
moved
they
them.
Still have them.
They did not know.
That's not the reason.
That's not the reason why you don't still do it.
If you don't know where he put them, you don't know how quick he can go back and get them.
The administration said that he was lying.
You don't understand anything. You don't understand military. You don't understand geopolitical politics. Do you know why they're in Ukraine right now, taking over that one particular area? There's a specific reason. And we don't know that reason, and we look at it with our uneducated eyes of certain things and don't think. You don't think.
It's never what they tell us.
Look,
most
one
of the
thing
time
is,
it's not.
If he was going to do it, do it. Don't lie to us about doing it. I mean, if you can get
he
upset
didn't
about
lie to you.
These talking
that's
points,
Diva,
how could you
Diva,
not get
upset
about
that's political theater from the Democrats.
Diva, you don't quite get it.
No, y'all
Diva,
don't get it.
No, Diva, you don't get it. And I'm not talking, listen, you, when I talk, listen, I'm not saying that they're all and nothing. There is a reason why every president goes in with dark hair and walks out with white. You understand that, right? Diva?
Yes, I understand it, but you're missing the point that I made.
What you're saying is, see, we always, listen, President Obama is different than President Clinton by a long shot.
Light years.
Because President Obama has an agenda far greater than President Bush ever had. President Obama, his agenda is to shape a new world order. That is his agenda. You want to say that President Bush lied. When they didn't lie, they already knew. They were moved, and the intelligence showed that they were still a part of that area.
No, the intelligence didn't.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. But if you hold on, you want to believe something that was not true, and if you look it up, you will see that there's a reason why Congress gave President Bush. He didn't go in there without the paperwork, and nor did he cahoot with the CIA to make the paperwork up.
Thank you. I'm taking a break.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3. These drugless prescriptions could be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
No friend, how has it been? Ain't it wonderful? You got a friend. Though we've changed in our endeavor. I find we still have something in common. It is strange but wonderful that we will still friends.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We're heading up the top of the hill, and I want to thank everybody. Don't forget that on upcoming, let me do this right now.
The Boardman Rotary Club's 32nd annual pancake breakfast is this Saturday and Sunday from 8 until 2. All-you-can-eat pancakes, sausage, juice, coffee, and tea will be served in the community center at Boardman Park. Get your tickets at the door for just $6 for adults. Children 6 and under are free. Thank you to our platinum sponsors, Kensington Golf Club, Cumulus Broadcasting, and Lane Funeral Home. All proceeds go to benefit Boardman community charitable endeavors.
Okay, I wanted to get that out. I wanted to get that out. I wanted to make sure you guys got, you get to the pancake breakfast on. I'll be there Sunday, so please stop in and say hi and come out. It's $6. You can pass at the door. It's all-you-can-eat pancakes, and they're very good. I have to hand it to the guys do a good job. They won't let me flip pancakes. No women in the kitchen. I don't know what's up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you were listening to Donny Hathaway, and it's We're Still Friends. Donny Hathaway was a great musician who had a mental disorder,
And the he just couldn't keep it together. And, you know, it's not like they had the drugs that they have today.
Right. Bipolar.
And, yeah. And he lost his life early. And I, maybe I can say this because I'm not fighting with Diva no more today. I'm done with that. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. When are you coming up to visit us?
When you had invited me for a long time, I thought I was persona non grata up there.
When have you ever needed?
You got a chair, man. What you talking about?
When have you ever needed? Wait a minute, when have you ever needed an invite?
I was making up an excuse, Tracy. I just been busy.
So you've been so you've been hanging out with liberals now. So you lie.
Well, you finally figured it out. I heard you just say you were done arguing with Diva. And I was going to tell you, you and Jeff had broke the cardinal rule again. You cannot argue with ignorance or ignorant people. And I mean that in the truest sense of the word. She just don't know. Because when you argue with ignorant people like that, they drag you down with them, and then they beat you with their experience. I mean, if she really believed that Bush lied, then our last two Secretary of State also lied. Because Hillary Clinton and John Kerry both voted for authorization because they believed it too. That's what they were told.
And it wasn't.
Even reminds me of these. I mean,
here,
it's false.
And Jeff gave this great picture of why we went into Iraq. And imagining a plane was being able to go from Pakistan to Israel and all the other stuff. But yet when Colin Powell got up at the UN Security Council and even since then up until Shock and Awe, the reason specific to why we invaded Iraq had to do with finding the WMD that Saddam Hussein had and was lying about not having.
You know what?
I'm going to prove your ignorance again.
Colin Powell was talking, and the big thing that the Democrats had gone on was the this is why Valerie Plame became a big subject. It was the yellow cape. They were somebody had said into intelligence that they were trying to buy yellow cape, which is a key component to make a nuclear bomb or a dirty bomb, because I don't think they could have the nuclear capabilities, but be that here as may. Let me ask you this. What did Barack Obama vote for then, Eva, back then?
Probably present.
All right. Barack Obama wasn't even in the U.S. Senate at that time.
But most people believe that he voted against it when he was a state senator back then.
What does that have
That's
to do with me?
Said,
I'm telling you that Barack Obama was not a U.S. senator, so what does that have to do with me?
Well, you'll sit there and say, so then you agree. Then Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and Harry Reid all lied to you.
Yep.
They all lied to you, because if one lied to you, so did they all did.
And
all
my thing is,
people,
I could care less whether they lied or not. My question was, why are you so upset about the Benghazi talking points, but yet you're not upset about the lie that happened surrounding the Iraq war?
It wasn't a lie, Diva. That's the whole thing we're telling you. Now, we just asked you about the other two people, Hillary Clinton,
what does that have
John
to do
Kerry,
with anything? I'm asking a specific question. It doesn't matter who voted
because
for what.
Benghazi got your ambassador killed.
So you don't care.
Out of negligence, your ambassador was killed in Benghazi.
How many U.S. soldiers lost their lives? How many U.S. soldiers lost their lives based on a lie?
Soldiers are alive, first of all.
It's not a lie. It's accurate that they didn't have it there, but the same weapons of mass destruction are the same ones that the Syrian civilians got to take a taste of.
What do you think they came from,
Diva? May I just make one comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn.
Real quick. When I hear these 9/11 conspiracy theories, I always get them on this. I said, if you guys think the United States set all this up, we the master plans, we knew they didn't have weapons, why the United States, the greatest military force, and we the big bad boys, why didn't we just go over and take it over and plant bombs? and show the world, look, here's the chemical bombs. We could have planned them. See, you're not going to have a master plan to do something and have cahoots, and then at the end of the ball game, you, quote-unquote, piss on yourself. I'm just saying, if we masterminded this, we would have let the whole world know that they had them. We went in there, false information, may have done anything with them. When we went in there, of course, everyone knows it's a bad light on us. So I'm just saying, if we planned it, come on, we didn't plan it. We didn't plan it fully to let the world know that we didn't piss on ourselves.
Can I tell you this?
There's no way in the world,
Marilyn.
No way
listen,
in the world. Why
Marilyn.
We
listen.
Why
listen.
Don't we finish it, Tracy?
You can't. You can't finish it. Listen. You can't finish
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Listen. Listen. Listen to what I'm saying. America has done some bad policy measures when it comes to our foreign policy. Again, Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Mubarak, a lot of them we put in place.
That's right.
We put them there, and we thought that we had control of them there because of our arrogance and because of our stupidity. We trained them. Afghanistan and Osama bin Laden, we trained the Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. We organized them. We showed them how to make bombs that they actually kill with today. That was us. We don't want to tell everybody that because that would show you how stupid we are and can be. And so when we talk about, well, we know that he has a nuclear bomb and he has this, it's because we gave everything to them because we thought they were our friends. And what has happened is we found out they're not our friends.
Well, they turn on you at times once they get so much of what they're after.
And their belief system tells you that, and it says that they can lie to the infidel.
They can lie to the infidel.
And you are the infidel in the West, in the Western world. So we need to understand there's a lot of things that have gone on, and this has been going on for years, and it just fell in the millennium. But it had been trickling in and working its way, because when Bill Clinton walked out, he knew something was coming. He just forgot to pass the info on.
You know what? I never got to understand by anybody. You know you went into this country. You did not take their oil. You didn't even take their land over. Why did you go if you didn't go to balance power in that area of the world? You have to understand. Now you're seeing the fruits of unbalancing the power in the Middle East by turning the Muslim Brotherhood over for a caliphate, which is total Muslim rule. Okay, now you have a caliphate mostly in those areas, and they're kicking your butt with this caliphate, and you can't do anything about it. All the production in this country that we're doing right now, without certain other things happening, is not going to help us get independent of the oil. And then even if it does, you still can't get out of your allies.
Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Tracy. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, great. I'm listening to you guys, and, you know, I wanted to let you guys know that I'm no longer a Floridian. I am officially a Texan.
All right.
Wow, you took your own advice and moved.
yeah, move.
You're in Houston?
Yeah, I'm in Houston. I'm in Houston now. So, you know, it was just too many reasons, you know, to move and not
money.
Enough. Hope. Not enough, yeah, like money.
Money?
Schools, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm officially a Texan now. So that's great.
Did you get your hat?
you guys should see the rodeo down here. I mean, it is a really big deal. I mean, even Usher was at the rodeo.
Man.
So, but yeah, they are really serious about you know, Texas is they're really serious just about
me
in
Texas.
I
love Texas. I lived in San Antonio 2.5 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
In San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, I wanted to just y'all. Talking about this Middle East stuff, and it's driving me up a wall. Because, you know, this you guys are using circular logic here. Because here's the thing. They would not feel the need to have weapons of mass destruction if we were not constantly threatening their sovereignty and national security. Imagine if another country was constantly assassinating our leaders, shooting missiles into our land and all this kind of stuff. We would invest in military weaponry as well as a deterrent. I mean, just think about if someone was doing that to us. And so when we do that to them, then we get surprised when they want to, like Iran, Iraq, they want to seek out weapons that, you know, as a deterrent. And we think that they're so crazy for doing that. But our very intervention into their country after they want to do that just makes them want those weapons even more. Look at what we did in Libya. You know, Muammar Gaddafi, he had nuclear weapons and he abandoned his program, and then we killed him anyway. So now, what do you think countries are going to do? Now they're like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you mess with the United States.
But here it is. The homosexual evangelist did that. You have to understand that, what he just did, because Muammar Gaddafi was not one of those hard radical Muslims.
He was not a dictator like that.
He wasn't like that.
He had his ways, and he was crazy.
He was crazy. He did his thing, but he wasn't like that, and that's what you just had happen. Now, so you can't say the we's and as if it's the United States conglomerately doing this. You have ideology now of a different president that has, to me, a cockamamie idea of what's going on over in the Middle East and a very stupid way of doing stuff, thinking that people like a Putin are going to respect him saying, I'll be more flexible after the election. You don't tell no man like that you're going to be more flexible.
Why not?
Because he will kill you.
What? No, he won't.
Watch. He's doing it. He took what he needed the most. He needed control of all of the oil and gas line transmissions up front. He had control of them, but he wanted up front by being there in Crimea and a warm water port for his military. We're both.
We're never going to know whether President Bush's policies ultimately would have prevailed or even President Obama's. Our strength is the fact that we can change our government. That is also our greatest weakness. We never get anybody in power like a Putin who can exercise a 25 or 30-year long program to follow it to a conclusion so we know whether or not it worked, because we change governmental policy every 4 years in this country.
Well, the thing is, you change governmental ideology every 4 years or 8 years.
Well, ideology drives policy.
Well, I agree. But you don't want to live under a Gaddafi rule where a family totally disowned the trust. I know that, but a lot of people say that he wanted to change the currency. If he were to change the currency, now the family owns the money in the currency. Hold on. Let him finish.
What did you say, Mike?
Go ahead, Trace. You didn't let him finish,
and I have no idea what he said. You cut him straight off. Go ahead, Mike.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying to live under a dictatorship would be better, but what I'm saying is we love things are here. The bad side of it is the fact that you do have these flips in policy around the world, and you do have the problems we have, and then when it gets so bad, your next administration, like, Bush didn't go into office thinking the towers were coming down one morning, 9 months into his presidency. Did he make that decision?
No, he didn't plan that one.
Probably. In hindsight, there were better things we could have done. But, you know, you're stuck with what you're stuck with on the day you're stuck with it, no matter what you thought your plans were that morning. And in good or bad, we do the best we can. We're flawed. We're human beings. But none of us here on this phone, no matter what our political bent is, would trade what we have now for a government where you want a foreign policy that's consistent, well, good. Get a Putin then and get 25 years of the same foreign policy with no interruptions.
Putin crazy. And let me say this. Remember, Putin is from the Great Wall was up.
He's the KGB chief.
Okay. And I'm saying that he has not forgotten Mother Russia. And remember, Osama bin Laden, we sided with him to go up against Russia in Afghanistan. Because remember, Russia went to Afghanistan before we did. And they got their butts kicked, and they came home with their tails between their legs. And we did all that.
It's always a proxy war with the United States. To me, the Cold War has never ended. When we're funding other countries and we're the opposite, Russia is funding another country like Syria, and we're funding the rebels, we're at war, indirectly.
And so what I'm saying is we need to understand that the policy and the foreign policy and what's going on in our country and in our global world, because Americans are asleep at the wheel. We, you know, everybody say Bush lied. If Bush lied, they all lied. I got to agree with Larry on that one, because everybody voted for it, and they all had the same papers in front of them. Uh-huh. And Bush is not bad enough to have that much conspiracy over all the intelligence in the world to make that happen.
Dick
he's a bad boy,
could.
But he ain't that boy. Pardon me?
Dick Cheney is. That's
No, not like that.
That's a minor player.
That's an evil snake in the grass.
He might have been evil, but he wasn't evil. He didn't get that much power.
George Bush's
man,
father used to be the...
You'd
be surprised.
George Bush was the head of the CIA.
I just believe that they believe Obama got power to push his agenda. Naive and stupid, don't know what he's doing, and wasn't ready for office, but yet they don't want to believe it of the Bush administration.
And our enemies know that every 4 years we change policy, or every 8 years at the most. They just wait us out. They laugh at us. It's because what we love the most, the change and the freedom in this country, is what our weakness is with foreign policy. And Diva, come on, honey. Don't got a man with a half a heart. The excitement alone would have killed him if he really was running all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen people in worse shape than having a half of a heart do worse.
You're blaming it all on that sick old man.
That dude that used his half of a heart to be weakness, but when you look at in his eyes, there's, oh, my gosh. Oh, he manipulated anything and everything that he could under that administration.
Well, we don't know that as a fact. We only suspect that.
No,
if you have that information, Diva, you wouldn't be alive right now. If that man had that kind of power and you truly had the goods on him,
The Bush administration had no power to push an agenda, but yet the Obama administration does.
No.
Yeah, you guys think
have the power,
so naive and stupid and wasn't ready to take office.
They can only push a half an agenda because they get voted out before change. That's what I was saying.
If
you were like the Pope or Putin and you could stay there for life, well, then you'd probably affect an agenda where you'd finally see a result. But flipping agendas every 4 to 8 years ain't the ticket either.
Here's
and that's
the
what
thing.
Happens in this country.
Here's the thing.
Well, life is not,
you
well,
have
well,
the
life
vice
is not
president
life
of
is
the United
changing,
States
yeah,
who
exactly.
has
that's
access to all types of intelligence. You mean to tell me he not going to pull here and pull there and do this and do that to get the type of intelligence report
go
that he
two
wants?
Go 2 years ago and look at 60 Minutes report, liberal broadcaster, and look at the report of the guy they finally found who was paid by the Iranians and the Iraqis, the militant religious groups, to go to the government and pretend that he had information on weapons of mass destruction. And the guy is fessing up that he's the one who brought it to the United States, and we believed him. There's a whole report. It was from liberal press. It wasn't from the right-wing press. This guy admitted that he falsified everything, and he did it for money, and that he's the one that ultimately was his alleged intel that Colin Powell spoke to the world.
Right. Again, though, you don't think that Dick Cheney, they didn't already, I have a hard time believing they didn't.
No, hold on.
Can I make
when
a point?
Somebody comes to you and tells you what you want to believe is true, Diva, you don't check them out. You just say,
yeah, you do. Yes,
my
you
hunch
do.
Was right.
You do. Yes, you do.
No, nobody
but the
does
thing
that
is,
kind of
the thing is,
you don't have no time to eat breakfast.
To believe it, and he, even though he knew it wasn't true, he wanted to believe it,
and
he
checked the guy out. This is what, go watch the 60 Minutes piece. And see how complicated the scam was that everybody in the world was backing this guy up. There was they they checked them with 50 to 100 other sources, and everybody came up with the same answers. But the whole thing was a scam. They know it.
Can I make a statement real quick? If you guys are saying that we gave Saddam chemical weapons, I say, okay, we gave him chemical
weapons.
We're
not saying that.
No, we're not even talking about that. We're not there.
Okay.
We're just saying he had chemical weapons.
Right, but Tracy was saying that the reason why he has them or he had them is because we gave it to him. So let's
it wasn't about that he had
them.
It was that there were stories that he had used them, and he did use them against the Kurds. And I do know people.
But that was wrong. That was 9/11 had nothing to do with that. That had nothing to do with 9/11.
Eva, I understand that, but when you're looking for a reason, anything will do. But the piecers were all there. It's how did you want to put your tinker toy together to make your little toy? You know. And
okay,
so
here's the lie.
I asked for 30 seconds. I haven't even made my point. You guys cut me off. I'm still talking about nuclear weapons. Just give me 30 seconds. Nuclear weapons. We said we gave him the nuclear weapons. And then we accuse him of using them back in the 80s of killing his own people.
We didn't
understand
give him nuclear weapons.
I'm sorry. Weapons of mass destruction. I meant to say nuclear. Chemical weapons. Put it like this. Weapons of mass destruction. So that classifies everything. Weapons of mass destruction. He said he used them. We said we proved that he used them on his own people, right? So then he says he doesn't have them. But then we know how much we gave to him, but then he said he didn't use them. So if you didn't use them on your own people, right, if you didn't use them on your own people, but we know you gave it to him, you know that we gave it to you, where is the weapons? Because
some of these
if
things
you didn't
blow
them or use them, so, but
they
hold
have
up.
A shelf
okay,
life,
so now,
they
okay,
don't last
okay,
forever.
Okay. Oh, my God, hold up, listen to me. So that's why
I'm correcting you as you go along because you're making so many points. I'm not going to do a dissertation for half an hour. I'm telling you, these kind of weapons have a shelf life. Hold that thought in your head. These kind of weapons have a
shelf
life. Now you may continue. Because that's what happened to them. They aged out, Mike. Trying to answer your one point.
Mike, you're not in your business. I'm not your employee now. We're having a dialogue.
Hey, Mike, cut the crap. You're not my employee, but I'm trying to correct you.
Right.
I'm
not
going to let you do a trial for
employee,
half an hour on no information.
Bro.
Weapons
no,
of mass destruction.